Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listener, Ian Lee. So, I want to know about rubbish bikes. Did your mum ever date a rock star? And also bands that you don't like just because your brother or sister liked them. For a long time, I didn't like the Beatles because my sister was well into them. And a band I've never been able to get my head round, all because of my big sister, is the Smiths. 0844 499 1000. Here's the news on Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hang on a minute. Let me try that again. That's better.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road. It's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow, I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join. Just grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
Slick, slickly done, guys. We have to do what is known in the radio terms as a hot seat. There's only, and it's literally a hot seat. There's only one studio here at Talk Radio. Talk Sport got shed loads. Not allowed to use those. So we have to use this. So it means every time I come in here, at 9:57 and 35 seconds, I see ashes crack.
He's not lying either.
I see ashes, big hairy crack, and what a delight it is too, dear listener. But then they have it really hot in here. They have it like tropical. Mm. Where are they from? Are they from the tropics?
They're from Birmingham.
The Caribbean. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, so very, very hot there. Yeah. Very hot. That would explain it. So it's hot. So it takes about 45 minutes for the room. I like it really cold. And I always like my studios really, really cold because it keeps me alert. If I have it like this, it's very soporific and I would be asleep.
I've put a thicker dress on today because I'm sitting here shivering normally.
You were smuggling peanuts yesterday. So, I haven't said that since I was 15. It was the second thing that I had in my head to say as well. So imagine how bad the first one was. So it's very hot. And I'm out of breath, because now I've got to come in. I've got to plug the computer in. You've got to change the screen. I've got to set up the periscope as well and... All of this to bring
it's a massive hassle.
Oh, it's a hassle. But we're in. You're listening to us on talkradio.co.uk. Some of you are watching us on periscope.tv/Ian Lee. Hello. Apparently the hearts are... Now, I don't understand Periscope. Apparently, For those who don't know, basically, you can stream things, you can show things that are happening via your telephone. So if you've got this app, and there are other ones that do it, but if you've got this app, you can be at a concert or, you know, a kid's show or whatever you can be, or in the car, and you can stream it and people can watch it. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it, and we've got about 267 people. There were 450 when it first started. Boy, they got bored quickly. And they tap the screen, and hearts come up. And I've always said, please stop tapping the screen with the hearts. It annoys me. Get somebody. It's just annoying. And then one of the kids in the office today, or the whole station is run by kids, apart from this show. We're the old farts.
We're veterans.
What did they say when you walked into work today?
Mum's here.
There we go. You see, Mum's here. And which I think is very generous.
Wow.
Here comes Granny. Do you want a seat, love? Where's your bus pass?
You're older than me, so you can zip it.
Technically, yes. But spiritually and mentally, no. And one of the kids said, no, the hearts on the Periscope are a good thing. It means, it makes you trend. And I said, what does that mean? And he laughed at me. So, anyway, this is Ian Lee. It's Talk Radio. How does this show work? Well, I'm going to sit here and talk for a while about bits and pieces. And hopefully you're going to call in 0844 499 1000. Catherine is the producer and you sit in here sometimes.
Yes, I do.
And Ed is over there.
Hi.
Okay.
He's from New Zealand.
He's that. Hence the perkiness. Mm. It's a very perky country, isn't it, Ed?
Well, it is, and plus it's morning over there, and I'm a bit of a morning person, so I'm still, my body clock's still adjusting.
You've been, your body clock?
My body clock, sorry, it's the accent.
But you've been here for 7 months, man.
I know, but my perkiness body clock is still going. I'm still figuring it out.
It's quite... Just turn your headphones off for a minute. It's quite annoying, perkiness. I'm not a perky person. I don't like perky people.
I think he's adorable, and yet...
Yep.
Anyway, it's only been 2 weeks.
0844.
Can I turn my headphones back on?
Yes, but you can. Just technical stuff. I didn't want to bore you, mate. 0844 499 1000 is the phone number. You call up, we will give you a call back. What do you want to call in about? It's entirely up to you. It's entirely up to you. I've got some things, some ideas that I would like to put out there into the world this evening. You can call in about those things, those ideas, or you can just phone up and laugh at David Cameron. If you want to do that, you're more than welcome to do that. Darth Limmy, who is a Scottish comedian who I absolutely adore, he took a little bit... I can't see my screen now. He took a little bit of getting used to, but now I've discovered him. I absolutely love him. He found a tweet that George Osborne sent 2 years ago saying that... Where's my Twitter gone? Basically saying that people who evade tax, it's like theft and they should be prosecuted.
It's immoral.
Awkward! Awkwardo! So you can call in. I don't really understand the Panama Papers story, okay? And I'm sure it's really important, and I'm sure I'm supposed to be very angry, but I don't know why. The only thing I know is, don't pick on Jackie Chan. They keep picking on Jackie Chan because Jackie Chan's name is in the hashtag Panama Papers. Don't pick on Jackie Chan. I mean, in the great scheme, apparently, you know, the Prime Minister or President, I'm not sure which, of Iceland, has had to step down. David Cameron's implicated. Don't have a pop at Jackie Chan. He does kung fu films. Let him do whatever he wants with his money.
He's not commenting. It's probably just as well. Kick your head in.
Yeah, he would kick your head in. Just let Jackie Chan do what Jackie Chan wants to do.
He says, Jackie Chan unavailable for comment after having owned at least 6 offshore companies.
Good for him. He's Jackie Chan. He's done well for himself. Do you know where he came? He was a pauper. His family's were paupers. And do you know, they sold Jackie Chan as a kid to the Chinese opera. I mean, sold is. I think, yeah. No, I'm gonna stick with
that. You went to work for them?
I'm gonna stick with this. They sold Jackie Chan as a child, and by they, I'm not being racist, I'm talking about his parents. They 0844 499 1000 if you have any further information on Jackie Chan.
Or if you are Jackie Chan.
We applied, sent an email to his manager last week asking if he'd come for an interview. Well, that ain't gonna happen now, is it? But as far as I'm aware, Jackie Chan was sold by his parents, who were so poor, they sold him to the Chinese opera, which is why he's so wicked at martial arts. Because they taught him all that from, like, the age of 2. They were teaching him how to do the bendy flips and stuff. He can do the thing. I've seen it. Project A, part 2. He can run up the wall and flip over and then beat someone up from behind them.
But can he sing?
Yeah, he can. He sings all the theme tunes to his films.
Does he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He sings all of the theme tunes to his films.
Gosh.
I love Jackie Chan. The most envious I've ever been was when I was filming in Los Angeles, which is a hellhole.
In America?
It's a hellhole. Mm. That and Las Vegas, hellholes. And there was this guy there called, I don't even know what his name was. He's the runner.
Steve.
He was called, no, he had,
Chip.
He had a funny name, and I made it into a rude word. But it doesn't matter.
Randy?
I think he was called Scooter or something.
Okay.
And he picked me up from a restaurant, and he said, oh, man, yeah, you know, I just drove past Jackie Chan. I went, what? Yeah, I just drove past Jackie Chan. I said, right, flipping, go and find him again. We spent an hour and a half trying to find Jackie Chan. We couldn't. We couldn't find Jackie Chan.
Slips back into the night.
Again, that's racist.
It's not.
Okay, no, you mean the karate. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. So already we've started discussing Jackie Chan, and that's got to be great news for all martial arts fans. Who would win in a fight, Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, totally. And do you know how we know that? Because Jackie Chan has been beaten up in two Bruce Lee films by Bruce Lee. Fact.
But is the clue that it was a Bruce Lee film? If it was a Jackie Chan film, then Bruce Lee would have got his
Shut up, man.
Butt kicked.
Shut up, man. Have you ever seen Bruce Lee's one-inch punch?
It's brilliant. One-inch what?
One-inch punch, right? So you stand up and he puts his hand there and he has a chair about 6 feet behind you and he just goes, I'm not going to do it on me because I'd probably rupture my organs with the power of it. Mm. But he just goes, boom, like that. And the force of that sends the fella flying back into a chair. Flipping brilliant.
Is it real, though?
Yeah, mate. Yes, because that's not in the films. I've got there's video footage of him doing it.
It's not like wrestling.
No. Shut up. How is kung fu and karate like wrestling?
Well, it's films, isn't it?
In the films, yeah. But Bruce Lee could do all of that stuff.
Right.
But the one-inch punch is actually it's a video demonstration of him doing it at a show.
Yeah,
totally. But powerful.
And a practice.
0844 499 1000. So that's one thing we're talking. I should write these down, and we'll have a little summary at the end of the show. Oh. We had a very, very exciting guest booked tonight. Remind us who she was, and then I'll let them down gently and say she's not coming on. And she's actually got, I'm not going to say why, because it's private, but she's, you know, she's actually got a really good reason for not coming
her
on.
Her name is Trudy Benjamin, and she is the, she leads up a campaign to re-look at the evidence surrounding the Jeremy Bamber case.
Yes.
Which was a case in the 1980s. Man who was convicted...
Can I interrupt? Sorry.
What?
Can you explain who she is, but do it in, like, an interesting way? I mean...
Well, I'm just trying to remember the fact.
Okay.
So...
Don't let the facts
Jeremy
get in the way
Bamber
of a good
convicted
story.
Of murdering his adoptive parents, his sister and his sister's six-year-old children in the 1980s. Trudy Benjamin thinks he didn't do it. Okay. And she has been compiling evidence all this time.
Okay, so you couldn't explain it in an interesting way. It would have been a good guest. Oh, look, there's the look. There's the look. You see that, periscopers? I'll move the camera around a bit. There's the look. You see that? Not too much, because they want to see me. That's what it's all about. There's the look.
The Hurt Look.
Yep, there we go. The
I've seen
that film.
A lot.
I've seen that film. No, I've seen The Hurt Locker. Mm. I haven't. I've seen it listed. John's on the line. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Do you know what, mate? I'm up and down, up and down.
Are you more up than down, I hope?
No.
No?
No. 50-50? Definitely.
50?
No. 60-40? No, sir, unfortunately not, no.
Oh, darn it. Anyway.
You're close, though.
Yeah?
It was 70-30.
Ah.
Yeah.
I feel for you. I really do.
I'm detecting that you don't feel for me.
No, don't.
So before this becomes an issue, let's move on. John, what have you called in about?
All right. In, you mentioned at the beginning of the show, I was watching you on Periscope.
Oh, yeah.
Perky People.
Yeah, Perky People, yes.
Yeah. I immediately thought of my other half waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes an hour before me, and she's got nothing necessarily to get up for. She's just woken up naturally.
Got no life.
Huh?
She's got no life. I'm just
Yeah, something like that. You know, she's a lady of leisure or a
prostitute.
Not quite.
Is that a lady of leisure? That's what lady of leisure means, isn't it?
No.
Being rude.
No, it doesn't.
I wouldn't call that a leisure.
as a lady of pleasure, I'm thinking of. I'm so sorry. I do apologise. Please pass my apologies on to your partner.
I will. I'll let her know what you said when she gets in from karaoke tonight.
Oh, blimey. Yeah, go on.
There's times when she wakes up about an hour before me, and I wake up, and I'm not necessarily a morning person, and it takes me a cup of coffee before I function correctly in the mornings, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to get this off my chest and whether you can relate to it in terms of when you wake up in the morning and you know that you kind of have to go through a routine to kind of get half human.
Yeah, yeah.
And your other half is instantly talking to you the minute that you've just opened your eyes it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon and you've been awake all day.
Yes.
And you're kind of thinking, Why are you telling me what you're doing today? You know, why are you telling me what
it sounds
you're
like?
Going
it sounds like you're are you married? Living together?
What's no, living together. We've been together 3 years.
It sounds like you're with the wrong person, mate.
Say that, you wouldn't be the first person to say that.
Oh, really? Are there issues?
No. We're fine. We're kind of like you. We're up and down on the 70-30 kind of.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. It turns out. Right. How are you? 38.
Oh, you're close. I'm 36.
I'm good at this. You'll notice I'm good at this. Guessing
you guessed
ages.
My age on the first podcast that you did, the pre-show podcast.
Oh, there we go. That was 2 years ago, surely, wasn't it?
No. That was about 4 weeks ago, wasn't it?
I'll check my diary. But I'm sure it was 2 years. Yeah. So I'm right. But here's the thing, right? Life is hard, isn't it? I've got two boys now. They're 6 and 4. And I want to say to them, boys. Just honestly, just enjoy it now, because it's all downhill from there. It's all downhill from there. It's just a nightmare.
What, from six?
Pretty much. Maybe that's a little bit pessimistic. But it is being a grown up. Let's quote a not particularly good John Lennon song, but I like it anyway. Nobody told me there be days like these. And there's another line that I'm trying to think of. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Strange days indeed. Most peculiar, Mama. It's hard work being a grown up. You got bills and relationships and kids and work. And where is the fun in my life?
Yeah, that is very, very true. And how much do you get frustrated with your kids when they come to you and they seem to have the whole world on their shoulders?
Yeah.
And it's about the most trivial thing, like they've got to get their homework in, and it's about something like you've got to build a bridge out of plastic straws and you haven't done it, and oh my god, the world's going to end if I don't get this.
But I remember that, and I know we're really late for a break. We'll go to a break in a second. I remember that frustration, though, and that anxiety, and what is in this. Here's the thing, right? And we'll get told off for this. I wish I'd bunked off school more. I never bunked off school. I got drunk a few times at school. I don't recommend that. And I bunked off college a little bit, but I really wish I'd bunked off school more, because I'd probably still be here and I'd have some wicked experiences of putting washing up liquid in the fountain at the Queensmere Shopping Centre in Slough. So I've got to move on, because we're really late for a break, but I appreciate that. I hope, you know, you and your partner sort that out. 0844 499 1000.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, dear listener. Ian Lee, Talk Radio, 0844 499 1000. Give us a call, we'll call you back. You can text, start your message, talk, to 87222. Text costs 25 pence plus your standard network rate indeed. So far, what have we discussed? Jackie Chan, and isn't life hard? And it is true, and I don't know how you, I don't know how you tell kids it without, you know, being too heavy. Of course, I'm not going to tell 6 and 4 year olds that life sucks. But how do you tell it? How do you broach the subject? We'll do it in the next break. How do you broach the subject to kids that life is hard? I do think, I've always said, we should have education at school about death and about what happens, what a dead body looks like. Take kids to see a dead body. I say kids, I'm talking 15.
Yeah.
Age appropriate. So they'd be looking at other... No, you take kids at 15 to look at a dead body, and you talk about funerals and how...
But how much of this is to do with you? You know, you do it as a parent. It's not a teacher's job, is it?
To teach about death? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
We should have death lessons. Of course we should. It's the one guaranteed thing, and nobody talks about it. So yeah, they should have death lessons in school.
I'm just thinking, recently I've had to deal with it in our family with my little children, and I was the right person to...
You're not saying your children passed on, but someone close to us did.
And it was kind of my responsibility, but also, and this is going to sound weird, my privilege to be the person who guided them through that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to teach it. You can't.
Thank you. Supposing, okay. So you don't want your kids to have sex education?
Well, yeah.
Thank you. And you want a teacher to do that, yeah? Part of it.
Well,
you should do
part of it. But
same thing.
Yeah,
sex and death. Sex and death. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah, but there are different things as a parent you can fill in.
But that's not going to happen to everyone. I never had anybody die when I was at school.
That's the problem, isn't it?
I'm 42 and I've been to a couple of funerals. I've been to about 4 funerals, that's all. I've been very lucky. I would never clue how to get a funeral. I know a funeral costs about 8 grand. I don't know how to do it, and I will have to do it. When my mum goes, it'll be me that has to do it. That's if I'm not in prison for murdering my mum, which is the way things are going at the moment, Catherine, is a distinct possibility. But I'm being flippant when I say kids should go and see their body, of course. But they should. We should talk about it at schools.
About it at school.
And we should also, at some point, say, just to let you know, you're having a lot of fun now. It gets a lot harder after that. This is the easy bit. You're in the easy, seventh of your life. The rest of it is really hard work and a bit...
I don't know. You know, the caller earlier on talking about, you know, kids worrying about trivial things, it's their sphere of reference is so much smaller, and to them that is the end of the world, and I think you've got to respect that as well, and it's not trivial to them.
I wasn't listening to what you were saying.
I know.
0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. We may be called dry tonight, and that is fine. That is fine, because, in fact, in many ways it would be better, because there's a lot that I need to get off my chest today.
Okay.
So if they call in, we'll put them through. If they choose not to call in, then finally, at last, I'll be able to really get things off my chest. Starting to cool down a little bit in here, but I'm still very, very hot. Partly because I have the beef sweats.
Oh.
The beef sweats. The Chinese restaurant again. And we always go for the sweet and sour... Is it the beef we have? Pork.
Pork.
Always go for the sweet and sour pork.
You could be forgiven for confusing.
It's the same meat. It's the same meat. They're very nice. They're very friendly.
You couldn't taste the difference.
But then I ordered something a little bit different. And she went, it's the same. I said, what? She said, it's like the same thing. She said, but it's got a different name. She goes, yeah, I don't know, but we do that. Flipping heck. So, and I've eaten
Yours were just a bit thinner than mine.
It was a little bit thinner and a little bit crispier. But she's right. It was the same thing. So now I've got meat sweats, and I'm feeling, you know, and by eating, you know, I was vegetarian for 26 years,
yeah,
and I've been eating meat now for just gone 2 years.
Gosh.
I'm thinking, I must be tired, I'm thinking that Id should answer that phone call and that I might become a vegetarian again.
Why don't you just cut down and have a meat-free Monday?
I can't do that. When could I do that?
A Monday.
I can't do that because I'm all or nothing. I'm all or nothing. And it's either I don't eat meat. When I didn't eat meat, I was thinner and more miserable.
Mm.
Now I eat meat, I'm fatter and happier. And I'm not very happy.
But happier.
Yeah.
And remember the energy boost.
Yeah, that didn't last very long.
Well, no, I think you get used to it.
Well, it didn't last very
long.
What
about moderation? Why don't you try that?
I can't.
Why don't you go all moderation?
Well, that doesn't even... But that's not even English.
Think of it like that.
That doesn't even make sense, for crying out loud. Give me the sellotape. Go and answer the phones. Go on, you go and... 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You can follow me at Twitter, at Ian Lee. And we're on Periscope as well this evening if you want to watch. Other things to which I want to talk about this evening. I have no... the bands that you don't like because your brother or sister really love them. For me, it's the Smiths. The Smiths are brilliant. And my sister even talked to me, and I pray to God she's not listening now. She even talked me into going to a Morrissey concert with her at Kentish Town, I think. Kentish Town. Would have been about 1992, something like that. And I saw it, and I didn't really get it. And I wish I got the Smiths. I wish I got Morrissey. I don't really. And it's primarily a prejudice because my sister really, really liked them so much. So much that I just thought, well, I'm not liking that then. We had a little bit. My sister and I were kind of 1966 through to 68 in microcosm because... Dan, stay there. I'll come to you after the break. And Kyle as well. Because she was really into the Beatles and I was really into the Monkees. And so I kind of sort of pretended I didn't like the Beatles because she really liked them. And she sort of pretended she didn't like the Monkees. And she was quite rude about the Monkees because I really, really liked them. So, bands that you don't like because your brother or sister really love them, 0844 499 1000. If your mum or dad ever dated a rock star, man alive, I want to phone up and dish the dirt, not literally. Because rock stars tend to have really, really good legal teams. So, you know, not too much on that. But any stories you've got, 0844 499 1000. Oh, someone on Twitter, and I can't... So they'll remind me now, 33, said they can't ride a bike. At the age of 33, they can't ride a bike. Can we find anybody older than that who can't ride a bike? And the final thing I've got, and then it's over to you guys, because you might have stuff. I just don't know. 0844 499 1000. Is I have seen a growing number of what can only be described as crap bikes. Well, there's another way of describing it. But rubbish bikes, right? And it started, you know, the low riders. And I don't mean the gentlemen that wear their trousers or hanging around their bums. The low riders. Have you seen these? It's bikes where you're about 6 inches off the ground and you're lying flat. Maybe your head is propped up by a pillow a bit. And then you ride along and you steer with your hands. You steer most bikes with your hands. What is that for? Is that for the... when I first saw them, I thought it was disabled people. I thought it was like a specially adapted bicycle for the disabled. And then I thought, but they're still using their legs and their hands in the same way. So they're obviously able-bodied, but perhaps not able-minded. What the hell are those bikes about? And then I was reminded of this the other day. As I was driving home, I saw someone riding a Harley. Except it wasn't a Harley. It was a push bike that was made to look like a Harley. So, rubbish bikes, please. 0844 499 1000.
Late night Ian Lee. Unfiltered night talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
All right, OK, we already we've beaten a 33-year-old that can't ride a bike. Simon on Twitter says, I'm 40 and I can't ride a bike. We're talking about bicycles, yeah? Not motorbikes. Bicycles. 40 years old and you can't ride a bike. I love it. Let's find the oldest person who can't ride a bike and the oldest person who can't swim. 0844 499 1000. Let's go to Dan. Yes, Dan?
Death.
Sorry?
Death.
Are you saying yes or death? It's hard to tell sometimes.
I'm saying death.
You are saying death. Okay, let's...
I am saying death.
Yeah, go on.
Because you were saying that we should teach kids about death.
Yeah.
And do you know the happiest place on earth is CBeebies?
Yes.
This is true. It is the happiest channel in the world.
Yeah.
And they have programmes about death.
Oh, late. Hang on, what programmes? I've not watched CBeebies for a long, long time. Ever since I had a long-running feud with Andy and Alex, the two of the presenters on there. We were great, close buddies, and then we fell out, and we had a duel to the death. But those two guys, I was winning, and those two guys ran away. And ever since then, I've refused to watch CBeebies until I've killed my nemesis, Andy and Alex, from CBeebies. What was the death programme they had?
Topsy and Tim.
Oh, flipping it. Who died in Topsy and Tim?
Spoiler
alert, guys. Spoiler alert. Go on.
Their grandmother's dog. Oy. And there was a backlash from, you know, the mummy blog times. Oh. Yeah. I thought it was a really good thing to teach a kid.
Well, the thing is, my boys, we've had loads of pets die, right?
Yeah.
And I was expecting them to be devastated. They're like, oh, well, can I see it? No. When Benji 2 died, they don't know about Benji 1. When Benji died, our bunny rabbit died on holiday, and I could see my wife was taking a phone call that was not going well. I thought, oh, blimey. I thought the cat had died, but no, it was the rabbit. And we kind of discussed how we were going to do it, and we said, guys, we've got some sad news, but these things happen. Benji, although he was very young, didn't quite make it to a year. We've just spoken to the nurse that was going to the house to feed the animals, and she found Benji. And my eldest went, was he dead? We went, yes, Benji is dead. He went, all right, can we go swimming? And then my youngest said, can I see him? What, dead?
That's the right reaction, isn't
well,
it?
No. he went, no, not dead. Can you cut him open? I want to see his skeleton. Now, that I don't think that's the right reaction.
No, your child's unhinged.
And if that's what Topsy and Tim is teaching our children, then goddammit, we need to put those two children, Topsy and indeed Tim, if that's their names, in cages. And I'm going to interrogate the mum.
I'd like to interrogate
I'm interrogating the mum first.
I'd like to interrogate the mum. Topsy and Tim's mum...
always wears the same clothes. Was she? Was she wearing the same clothes? Because she always wears the same clothes in Topsy and Tim.
Yep, she was wearing the same clothes.
Thought so.
She was the detective woman.
Was she really?
Who's trying to find Lucy Beale.
I don't know. Now you've lost me. I've got literally no idea what you're talking about now. But,
you know.
Dan, thank you for that. Let's go to Kyle. Yes, Kyle?
Hi, Ian. The thing about
death... Hang on a minute. I can't play the funeral march while you're on because it's just too heavy. Hang on a second. I need to get something little bit more.
No, it's serious actually.
Yeah,
Ian.
I know, but I'm going to have to just your voice combined right. with the funeral march. I know we're a new station, but I'm desperate to cling on to as many listeners as I can. So I'll find something appropriate, serious and appropriate. Hang on a second. Okay, yeah, this will do. Hang on, here we go. Hang on a second. I think this works. Away you go. Away you go.
Well, I was thinking about the death thing, and I'm not joking for once.
Yeah.
So...
But I know, but I just... Hang on a minute, Carl. Oh, Carl, hang on a minute. Let's, you're right, this is probably inappropriate. Let's get something a little bit more appropriate then. Hang on a second. OK, here we go. Is this more appropriate?
Is that not the same track?
Technically, yes. Okay. Carl, away you go. Oh, before you do, hang on one second. They put a parking lot on the piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big bands used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday, come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why don't you not come dancing? It's only natural. Yeah. Away you go, Carl, go on.
You'll feel awful when I tell you what I was going to say.
Go on, fella, go on. Another Saturday, another date. She would be in already, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. All for a cuddle and a peck on a cheek. Come dancing. That's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said, come dancing, my sister always did. Go on, Carl. Where you go, buddy?
I was going to say, I feel like...
My sister should... Oh, no, hang on. Go on. I'm seriously, let's do this properly. Where you go?
No, it was...
My sister should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Guitar! The day they knocked down the palais, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked... Oh, I've done the wrong bit. Hang on, Carl. Go on, I've done it wrong. Go on, I've balls it up now. The day they knocked down the palais, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the palais, part of my childhood died with it. Go on, Carl. Away you go, buddy.
It don't matter now. It's all right.
Go on, tell us. Seriously, tell us. For crying out loud, you've called in. I've been a little bit flippant. I've taken the mic a little bit, and it's been inappropriate. Go on.
No, it's me, my nan, just what? Before Christmas.
Yeah?
Passed away, died, whatever you
say. Oh, balls.
And balls.
Hang on
a minute. No, it's all right.
Oh, balls. I was singing The Kinks Come Dancing.
No, it's just nobody's had to do it like you did, or like you would have to, and nobody ever taught me. Nobody ever told me. I'd been to a couple of funerals before. Nobody told me what was involved, and I wish somebody... But I don't know how you teach somebody that sort of thing. I don't know how you teach them. But I wish somebody had taught me through it.
Wish somebody had typed up on the screen what you were talking about so I hadn't sang three quarters of Come Dancing to you, Kyle. Blimey. Did she like the Kinks?
I don't think she was a huge fan.
Oh, flipping
heck. She liked Bruce.
Oh, flipping heck. Oh. Well, Bruce is still with us, if that's any consolation. It's the thing, no one knows what happens, no one knows where Rosemary goes. No one knows what to do when someone dies. I know that there is a funeral parlour... I know they have them in the high street, and you go in there, and they try and sell you the most expensive coffin.
Mm-hmm.
They try and do the most expensive stuff. Give me a cheap one. Why? I'm dead.
But would you go and see the body? I got asked that.
Not your nana wouldn't, Carl. No, that would be inappropriate, and I don't think
that
you're allowed to.
Inappropriate.
That would be inappropriate. That would be inappropriate. Certainly, she's you know, before Christmas.
But yeah, but no. So I actually went.
Yeah.
But it was odd sort of anyway. So I think this is the most serious conversation I've ever had with you. But you know, I just thought it was.
But I've ruined it. By singing Come Dancing by the Kinks. Well, no, I haven't ruined it. It was appropriate. It was an appropriate song, Carl. Do you know what Come Dancing is actually about?
No.
It's about, and this is a fact, actually, it's about Ray Davis's elder sister, who he was slightly infatuated with, and she gave him his first guitar, and she died when she went dancing one night. That is a true story. That before he was famous, she died. He was devastated, screwed him up in the head, allowed him to write some of the greatest pop songs of the 1960s. So in many ways, Carl, that song is the most appropriate song I could have played.
I think you've dug yourself out. Why don't you just sing another little bit and I'll go?
Because I'm not a performing monkey, Carl. I'll sing when I want to sing. 0844 499 1000.
Late night Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, we managed to get out of that hole and we were actually talking of holes in the ground as well. 0844 499 1000. We're talking death. We're talking Jackie Chan. We're talking kung fu. If anyone can explain why I should really be that bothered that loads of millionaires have got money in offshore accounts, I don't understand the Panama Papers. I don't get it. Partly because I've deliberately not read any of the stories about it because it looks so incredibly dull. But I keep hearing people saying, you should be really angry about it. Oh, I don't get it. Bobby?
Hello.
Are you really angry about those Panama Papers?
No.
Oh. You're supposed to be. I don't get it. So rich people don't pay tax on some money. Yeah? But where's the story? And why do they keep picking on poor Jackie Chan?
I don't know.
Say not poor Jackie Chan, obviously very, very wealthy Jackie Chan. leave the fella alone. Jackie Chan, I think, is 72.
Is he really?
I think so. I'm going to say it. I've said it. It's out there.
Yeah.
What you got for us, Bobby?
A few things. My nan is 80 and she can't swim.
Well remembered. I knew we were doing something. Your nan is 80 and she's never... Well, this is interesting because we're always told, you've got to learn to swim, it could save your kids' lives. Got to learn to swim. It could save your life. Your nan's still alive and she can't swim. And that 80 is a good old age. 80. Can I just... All right. Your nan's still with us, is she?
Yeah.
Before I do that again. Your nan is 80. She's still alive. My dad died at 62. Now, he could swim. She couldn't swim. I'm just saying that maybe the swimming might be the issue here. I don't know.
And she smokes like 40 a day.
Oh, I don't know. Well, in that case, it's scientific evidence that not swimming and smoking is seriously good for your health. Can she ride a bike?
Well, she wouldn't be able to now, but she probably...
It's like she would remember to if she had to. It's like riding a bike, apparently.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wouldn't see her on a bike now.
No, I suppose not. Okay, so she's never... I mean, what's she like when she's walking by a river? Is she cocky or is she cautious?
She's not scared of water.
No.
She's all right in sort of shallow water.
Yeah.
But I...
Oh, hang on.
But then she...
Hang on. What is she doing in shallow water?
You know, like, if it's sort of like up to your chest or whatever, she, like, walks.
She just walks in it.
Yeah, I've never seen her swim.
Right, hang on there a second. That is not conclusive proof that she can't swim.
Well, I've never asked her.
Right, well, Bobby, suddenly, like a house of cards, your story has come collapsing around. I've never asked the Queen if she can swim, but I bet she can. I bet she's a really good swimmer, actually, the Queen. I bet she's a strong swimmer. I bet she has to be. I bet all of the royal family, and if we can get a royal expert to tell us this or otherwise, I bet they've all had, like, at least basic military training, even Prince Andrew, who pretended he was in the military. But they must all have, you know... There's a story in the papers today about Princess William and Princess... What's her name? Catherine. And they were going to go to India, and there was, like, a terror plot was foiled, right? And I bet that they've got... I bet she's got, like, a gun... in her stockings, in her garter belt.
You think?
I bet she's got a gun. Catherine is... sorry, you do... Am I disturbing something?
No, sorry. Sorry, carry on.
I bet Catherine has got a gun, a small one, but a deadly gun, in her garter belt. And if any, just in case she gets caught hostage, they think, well, she won't have a gun. And the bloke turns his... ISIS turns his back, and she goes, lifts up her skirt, and you see a little bit of Suzzy in stocking top, and she pulls out the gun and goes, have some of this. Boom, boom, boom.
I think you've been watching too many action films.
Oh, no. Listen, I think I'm more in tune with the real world than anybody listening to this show right now, guys. Right now. And the fella's down and she goes... And then she'd say, what would she... Oh, hang on a minute. Okay, if what would be the clever line that... is it Catherine? Is that her name? Kate, what would be the clever line?
It is Catherine, yeah.
All right. What would be the clever line that she would say then when she just shot ISIS in the back? And she's... hang on a minute. I've got a good one. See if anyone can beat this, right? Hang on. So, boom, boom. I've got to get into character. So she lifts up her... You see a little bit of stocking and says it, and she pulls it out. Boom, 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 boom. Well... That's checkmate. I'm trying to make a thing on Queen. I'm a bad queen. I don't know. Gosh, it turns out that those lines that those tough guys come up with in those films, they're really hard to come up with in real life. If anybody can think of what Kate would say if she'd shot a terrorist in the back, 0844 499 1000, please. Bobby, you said you had some other things, apart from lying about your grandmother.
talking about sort of when kids feel like... they've got, loads of problems, whatever you were talking about.
do you know what, Bobby? You sound about as bothered as I am tonight, whatever you were talking about.
I get it now with sort of siblings, and all they say is, oh, I can't wait to leave school, I can't wait to leave school. And the amount of times I say, no... Because I used to be the same. I used to.
How many times exactly do you say no?
I don't know, but every time.
But the thing is, I mean, that's a human nature. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a grown up. When I was 15, I thought I knew everything in the world. I was close, but I was a little bit well. But when I was 15, I thought I knew everything in the world. I wanted to go out and do grown up things. Right? Turns out, 15, you're still a kid. You're still a kid. Yeah. I'm sorry, kids. You're still a kid. But now I sound like my. Well, I was a kid at 24. Beat that.
That's true.
Oh, but my mum was saying to me, we all become our parents. That's the thing, Bobby. We all become our parents. I have become more like my dad than I ever wanted to be. And I'm really like my mum in quite a lot of ways as well.
Yeah.
Life sucks, doesn't it? Does life suck?
Yeah. Awful.
What are we going to do about it?
There ain't much we can do, to be honest. Just grin and bear it.
Man alive. I just seen loads of periscopers have dropped off. Bobby, nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Ta-ta. 0844 499 1000. So, it is really hard to come up with those snappy one-liners. But I'm only being slightly playful, but I bet all of the royal family, they must have had basic self-defence training. They must have done. Do you remember when Charles was in, I'm going to say Singapore, and he got shot at. Do you remember that? There were gunshots, or someone chucked something. He was given a... I remember Prince Charles stood behind a lectern giving a talk in a very hot country, and then suddenly something happened. I think it was like someone fired a gun at him, and he just went into the karate pose, didn't he? He did. He heard the gun... Before the shot was even fired... He heard the trigger being pulled, and he did that. So they must all have had, Christopher, all have had some sort of combat training.
Well, you'd think so with those corgis around.
What do you think Kate would say once she shot someone in the back? I'm trying to think of a really clever line.
Is this the end of the terrorist?
Sorry?
You know, like Shakespeare, but not... Is this the end...
Of the terrorist?
You'd insert... Where I've put the terrorist there, that's, like, sort of in brackets, and you put your own, like, whoever you've just killed in.
Well, she's not going to know his name. Well, she's got to say it quickly. She can't go through his documents.
Well, you know, that's. I mean, if you're in Hollywood and you're making this film, then
if it was Pippa, I've got one. If Pippa did it, but I don't know if she gets the training. Well, I guess it's all behind you now. Behind, because she's got a bottom, hasn't she? The sister's got a bottom. Well, it's all behind you now. Or who's the bum now? There we go. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Exactly. Yeah. So there's plenty we could do with that. But with Katie, whatever her name may be, I wish she'd make her mind up. I just don't think she's got what it takes to deliver that powerful line that's going to make us go, no. So
yeah, well,
there you go.
There you go. The Panama Papers, right?
Oh yeah, go on then.
I'm angry because I want a Panama hat. If David Cameron's dad can have a Panama hat, then I want one. Right?
Can I stop you? Because someone has just come up with the best line ever, Elliot on Twitter, and this is worth stopping your story about hats. So, right, okay. She's held prisoner, right? And the fella turns his back. He's not even checked her because he doesn't think she'd have a gun. She lifts up her dress, see a bit of stocking, a bit of suzzy. She pulls the gun out. Boom, 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 boom. And Elliot says, she says, ISIS is now was. Yes! That's why we have to have a monarchy. That's why we need a monarchy, Christopher, so that that Kate can do things like that.
And if it was me,
yeah,
right, with my hat, I would say, hat's the way the cookie crumbles. Hat's the way the cookie crumbles.
Tell us about your Panama Papers.
Well, I just think, you know, if David Cameron's dad and all his ancestors have Panama hats, you know, they've got hair. I haven't. Yeah. I'm losing my hair.
It's not hats that they're talking about, mate. It's billions and billions of pounds in offshore bank accounts.
Right, but I'm sure they all get a free hat, though, because they've all got hats
out
there.
No. It's loads and loads of money.
I want someone to start an online petition for David Cameron to get me a Panama hat.
Okay, I've cut you off there, Christopher. I'm going to cut you off there, because 0844 499 1000. So far, we haven't got an old person who can't swim. The whole story about Bobby's grandmother, I don't believe it. Simply saying, well, I've not asked her. That doesn't mean anything, really. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. You call us, we call you back. It's as simple as that. Gatford's on the line. Yes, Gatford.
Hi there. I've got the line for you.
Okay. Is it? Yes. Well, is it going to top ISIS is now was?
It's not quite the comedy of ISIS is was.
Okay.
But it's sharp. It's hard hitting.
Okay.
So let me set the scene. It's about 20 years from now. So the Queen has passed. And Prince Charles has passed.
A lot of old women dying on the show tonight. A lot of old women.
And Prince Charles has passed. So Kate is her Madge.
Right.
Okay? And she lifts up the thing, shows the garter and the sussies, and shoots the guy, and she goes, on one's husband's secret service.
I'm going to cut you off, Gatford. Apparently, the reason we've lost... Oh, I don't... Maybe I shouldn't say this to the periscopers, but the reason we've lost a lot of periscopers is there's a low-speed car chase happening in America right now. You guys might be able to watch it on your televisions. I don't know. There is a low-speed car chase taking place right now. And that's... It's happening in Hollywood. So it could be a movie star. If you... Any suggestions for the movie star that may have gone crazy? Jackie Chan! It's Jackie Chan! It's Jackie Chan. 0844... 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is it. We'll play the answer phone messages a little bit later on. This is why I couldn't come into Johnny and Nash's show, because I was piddling about trying to get them on my laptop. We'll play those, and I'll give out the number a bit later on as well. I can never remember what it is. I know it starts 0208, but we have a telephone number that you can call during the day for this show. It's only for this show. It's not even affiliated with Talk Radio. It's affiliated with me and a Skype account that I set up solely for the purpose of doing that. And you can phone it up and you can leave messages. Some of your answer phone messages, I'm going to be honest, it's so great that you've called, but some of them haven't. You can do anything you want on there. The more outlandish and outrageous, in many ways, I will say, the better. And I've no idea what the phone number is. Someone will tweet it to me in a minute, and we will we'll be able to give it out. But you can call that any time, even if you're out, like, I don't know, drunk, or at a pop concert or something like that. I don't know. Whatever may take your fancy. In the meantime, though, you can call me now. 0844-499-1000. You call us, and then we'll take your details, and then we call you back. So, a quick recap, dear listener, of where we've been so far. What idiot brought this topic up? Id, was this one of your topics?
What's the topic?
The one about Kate shooting a member of ISIS in the back.
No, that wasn't me.
I think it was, mate.
Oh, I don't know.
Not really the kind of thing we want to do on this show, but we're doing it now. We'll run with it. What would Kate Middleton say if she shot a terrorist in the back? It needs to be a snappy one-liner. The oldest person who can't ride a bike. The oldest person who can't swim. My mum dated a rock star or a pop star. And I bet there are a lot of mums that have been out with Leo Sayer. Do you know what? I bet in the 70s... I bet. I've just got a feeling Leo Sayer is going to crop up quite a bit. And bands that you don't like because your brother or your sister was absolutely obsessed with them. And even if you thought the band was brilliant, you kind of went, I'm not liking them because my sis likes them. Give me a call, 0844 499 1000. We'll talk after this.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much indeed. This is Ian Lee on Talk Radio. You can give us a call now. Would be an excellent time because we can call you back during the news. I'm sitting here talking about this stuff. You can call in about anything you want, of course. That's the way this show works. The phone number is 0844 499 1000. 0844 499 1000. You can text as well. Start your text Talk 87222, but they cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Here's the news.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey! I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Rocky Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey! I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine, 'cause I'm the unknown stuff. Makes Eastwood look so fine.
Ian Lee, Talk Radio, 0844 499 1000. Geeky Girl's on the line. Yes, Geeky Girl.
Hello, I was singing along to that.
Well, good for you. It's a good song to sing along to.
And I can't think about that show without thinking of Scott Balcony.
Scott Balcony, regular contributor online, who always wanted to have a full guy bath. When we had, who was it yesterday who had a full guy bath? Someone called
someone him. Who had a tin bath, wasn't it?
Yes. Russ.
Russ. Full guy bath, of course, as we know, has to be made of wood, and one has to be chomping on a cigar. I've only ever smoked one cigar, and it was disgusting. But I like. Here's the thing, and this is good. You two are going to snigger because you're so childish. I like the idea of having something fat and round in my mouth. Now, don't, because I'm not. I'm being genuine. It's very sad. Stop it. It's very satisfying.
Oh,
having something in your mouth like that.
They're not all big.
Cigars.
You get smaller ones.
She's talking about cigars. She's talking about cigars.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, yes, Geeky Girl, what you got for us?
Oh, well, you were talking about the macabre. And you reminded me, you know, you, somebody earlier said that CBeebies were talking about dying and death for little kids.
Well, their nan's dead dog.
Mossy.
Their nan's dog died. I mean, really.
Oh, but Captain Tim, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a show in the 80s when I was a kid with Cosmo and Dick.
Yes.
Do you remember them?
Hang on a minute. Are we about to do old kids' TV shows?
There is a reason. I won't go into the show. No, sorry. I won't go down that route.
It's a really grisly reason, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember this, and I used to watch that programme. But one of the guinea pigs died, and everyone was touching it.
That's it. They dealt with death by bringing on a dead guinea pig.
In a box!
And the puppets were stroking it to say goodbye.
Oh, Cosmo.
Are you happy now, bosses at UTV? Is this what you wanted? Because this is what you've got!
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not as nice as just sort of learning about it at home, is it? Or,
no.
I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I don't know how we're going to get to 1 o'clock with this.
What, with dead guinea pigs?
Here's the thing, Geeky Girl. I'm not feeling the vibe. There was a vibe at the start of the show. There was a definite vibe. And the vibe has been just sucked into the universe. Who knows where the vibe goes? We create voodoo in this studio. And we,
voodoo?
We create this, seriously, the show is based primarily on voodoo.
Okay.
The vibe has gone, Kath. There is no vibe.
Okay.
There is no vibe, and I don't know how to bring it back.
I trust in the vibe returning.
I don't know if it will. You know,
I think you need some iPod roulette, don't you?
Well, I don't want to fall on too many fail safes. You know, I'm just aware that we've got no guest, nor got very many calls, and that's fine. Normally, that's fine. But I'm tired. I'm peed off.
I know.
I'm a little bit peed off. And I just everything just is my head is just imploding with everything that's going on in the world. And I've got an hour and 54 minutes.
Yeah, but you've also got me. I'll back you up.
Oh, flipping heck.
What? That's supposed to be reassuring.
Flipping heck. Why is the Star... And by the way, the Star is my favourite newspaper. It's a cracking newspaper. I mean, literally, sometimes there's cracks all over the place. But the front page of the Star is new Nessie spotted. See the amazing pictures inside of...
It's meant to be in the Thames, isn't it?
Well, it says on the front page, it says... In a river in England. We turn to page 7. And it is the Thames. It's a weird way of saying...
Just say the Thames.
A river in England.
I think they don't want to be London-centric, but, you know, everyone knows the Thames.
Listen, guys, everyone knows that London's the best place in the country. Turning to the camera for comic effect. It's not at all. Well, OK, what is the best place in the country, then? Because London... I used to live in London, and I moved out of London about 3 years ago. And now when I come into London, obviously I have to drive through London every day to come here... But it doesn't really count that as being in London. But when I go into London, sometimes I go into, you know, I have to go to Oxford Street and places like that. It feels horrible again. I used to really like it and find it thrilling. And now it's just like, oh, I'm in London. Oh.
I like driving over the bridge still, but this is the first time I've worked in London.
You've seen the Magic Bridge?
No.
Oh, you don't go that far down the river.
No.
You go out of here, you go left, west, there's a magic bridge.
Is there?
Yeah, it's like a fairy tale bridge. It's I don't know the names of bridges, okay? Because who would know the names of bridges?
Me, I go over the Waterloo Bridge and sometimes over the Westminster Bridge.
There's one way further down and it's all lit up with what looks like fairy lights.
Oh.
It's not fairy lights, it's light bulbs. But it is
magic.
It's like a fairy tale bridge.
I would call it electric bridge.
I wooed an ex girlfriend by driving. I had to go out of my way to give her lifts home after we were working together, and I had a car, and I'll take you home. And only like years later, she worked out that I was taking her miles off route. But I went over that bridge because it was romantic.
Oh, that's nice.
It was romantic.
My husband used to buy me a butty from the garage on my own.
Really? It would have been that easy? Creature seen from cable car wading in river. Well, it's not. It looks like it's three dolphins.
Let's have a look.
That looks like three dolphins there. A school of dolphins. That's what that looks like.
Yeah. My first thought wouldn't be Nessie, but, you know, I have had paranormal first thoughts before.
But Nessie isn't real. Everyone knows that. Why do they... I mean, the Scotch have to insist that it's real for the tourists, for what is basically a pond. It's a big, big old pond.
A loch.
So, yeah, exactly. That's just... that's Scottish for pond, isn't it? That's all it is. And there's nothing up there apart from all of... Well, I tell you the one good thing...
to come from the Loch Ness Monster is...
The family nest.
The family
Let's
nest.
Let's not go back down there.
You can knock
there.
It, you can rock it, you can go to Timbuktu, but you'll never find a Nessie in the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
You can see an anaconda, a giraffe or kangaroo, but you will never find a Nessie in the zoo. Isn't that correct, David?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, great start. What have you got for us, boss?
Well, when you were talking about Jackie Chan earlier, I was halfway through a game of FIFA, but I would have phoned otherwise.
Oh, mate, listen, I'm getting back into gaming, right, after a long time of not being into gaming. Are you on Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
All right, disappointing. What FIFA, are you playing the latest FIFA?
Yeah, FIFA 16, yeah.
Is it any good?
I think the last three or four have been pretty much the same. If you played one in the last three or four years,
in that case, I might just buy like FIFA 14 second hand, get it for like a third of the price.
Yeah, I mean that's the sort of if you know not interested in like the latest squads.
No.
That said, though, I do quite like some of the grounds.
Oh,
are spot on. Like, because I live in Staffordshire, and the Britannia Stadium is exactly the same. It's like you think you can see the incinerator outside the ground and stuff. It's like, why have they put that in there?
But here's the thing: you're 34, aren't you?
I'm 41.
Flipping it. Young voice. All right, so same age as me. So you would have played, like, FIFA 97 on the PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean, I can even remember playing on the Amiga and stuff.
Right, but when FIFA, like, games that me and my mates used to get really drunk and play FIFA together, really drunk, to the point where we were so drunk some nights, we'd be looking at the demo mode and going, the controller's not working. Is it not? Is that my movie? I've got a goal. No, it's a demo. But do you remember watching FIFA 97 going, flipping heck. That didn't half look like Rooney, didn't it?
Well, that's what's really funny, though. Like, yeah, when you look at some of the older games and they look so detailed and so impressive. Yeah. And then, like, say, you look back at them now and they're like...
They look rubbish. They look rubbish. I had the most joyous thing, right? How are your girls getting on with the cano?
They don't
like it.
Well, one of them can't read, which makes it a bit difficult.
Yeah.
The one that can loves it, and then the one that can't read is jealous that she can't type.
There's this computer, Dave. You can buy it for kids. It's like about 150 quid or something, maybe a bit less. And it's called a Kano, right? And it's powered by this thing called a Raspberry Pi. And basically, the kids build they build this computer from a kit. It's really simple. It's just like doing Lego. And then they've got a fully working computer that can go online and they can learn programming and they can do that. And I've got it for my boys, and my eldest loves it.
Okay.
And I phoned him up the other day, and there was this weird noise in the background. I said, what on earth are you doing? He said, I'm on the Kano. I said, all right, what is that? You playing a game? He said, yeah, I'm playing Pac-Man. Have you heard of it? I went, oh, boy, boy. I said, are you enjoying Pac-Man? He went, it is awesome, Daddy. So he doesn't really know. I've not let them... They don't know that the Xbox we have under the television can play games. They think it's just so that we watch Netflix and stuff like that.
Okay.
So he's not really seen modern video games. So I'm going to let him play, like, Pac-Man for the next 2 years or so. And then I'm going to show him, like, Rainbow Six Siege or The Division or something. And it will blow his tiny little mind.
And that'll be the last you speak to him.
Yeah, I know. Daddy, have you heard of Pac-Man? I said, boy, I've been to Japan and I interviewed the man that invented Pac-Man. Suddenly I'm cool again.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm cool dad again. Anyway, Dave, go on. You're playing FIFA. Did you win?
I won the first game, and then the next two I sort of struggled and stuff, but I think...
So you lost. So you won one and you lost two.
Well, I've been playing games since, like, the 80s, and I'm so terrible on video games. I've completed, like, two games and...
Were you like a Spectrum boy?
I had a Commodore 64, but I used to play my mate Spectrum.
I had a BBC Micro because it was educational, and I played my mate Spectrum. But you're right, I'm rubbish at games now. Xbox One, I'm Michael Nesmith on Xbox One, if anybody wants to come and add me. I'm Michael Nesmith. And I sometimes pretend to be the Michael Nesmith. And I always, here's the thing, whenever I'm on Xbox playing online with people, and I haven't played games for about 3 or 4 years, and I forgot I used to do this, and I just started doing it without even thinking the other day. I start pretending I'm an American. Hey guys, how we doing here? Michael Nesmith, are you ready? Let's go and shoot some terrorists, guys. And I constantly do it, and my wife has come home and found it. She goes, oh, you're not doing the American thing again, are you? And I can't not do it. So add me as Michael Nesmith, and you'll hear me pretending to be an American and swearing a lot. unless there are kids
present. It's just something from our generation, but I do that all the time. We're doing like YouTube clips or just talking on the phone, and I'll obviously be like, yeah, how's it going? I'm like, what? Why am I doing this crazy accent?
Do you find it helps with the aggression?
Oh, mate, it's a middle-aged man thing. We became old, Dave, and we still think that America is cool, and talking in an American accent somehow makes us cooler.
Well, that's one thing, like, when I was growing up, because, like I say, nearly all the films I saw were American, and loads of American influences, and I've been, quote-unquote, disappointed, really, with America recently, with, like, Donald Trump and that, because I'm like, surely they can see, like, you know, it's like, they've got more sense than that, aren't they? But, you know, I think, luckily, he's kind of, it seems like he's losing a bit of momentum. I mean, I'm not the biggest politics fan in the world, but even though it's kind of like, you know.
I'm so pleased there are other gamers that that do the American accent thing. What did you call in for, Dave? Sorry, there was a point to this, wasn't there?
I know, but when you were talking about Jackie Chan, and it was like, you must have read my mind, because when you were talking about, like, he sings the songs and everything, and I think Jackie Chan is one of the few people, and I know you, I think you know you've been successful when this happens, but he's had his own cartoon, which was based on himself, he's had a computer game based on himself, he's had toys based on himself, so he's like, and I think there's only a handful of people like Mr. T's one, Chuck Norris's one, but if you've got a cartoon that's based on you, I think that's a real iconic status thing that, like, you know, if you've done a voice for a cartoon, that's one thing, but if you're worthy enough to be in a cartoon, it's like, again, and it's probably an 80s thing. I don't know, maybe, like, you know.
So let me get this right, Dave. This is how you measure someone's success, is if they've got a cartoon based on them.
Well, I think it's... that's not the only thing, but I definitely think if it's like something like a Mr. T, they'll be on adverts as themselves. They've got this persona of, like, you know, I'm Mr. T. Even when they're, like, Rocky or something, it's like, oh, there's Mr. T.
Yeah, he was Mr. T in Rocky, basically, wasn't he?
Yeah, so it's like, I think it is like a kind of... it's just something that I think... Because it's only literally a handful... And like, say, Chuck Norris, where you can see Chuck Norris in anything when he's in, like, Expendables 2 recently, and he's, like, 72 or whatever he is. And it's people sort of go, oh, yeah, Chuck Norris, that guy. With a beard, it's like, you know, it's kind of like,
you know, Dave, have you ever seen Chuck Norris without his wig?
I've always kind of, sometimes I feel like I have, and then I'm not sure if it's like photoshopped or I'm just imagining.
I thought you were gonna have a heart. Chuck Norris wears a wig.
I thought I was surprised too.
Dave, listen, I've got to move on. That was a really great call, mate. Thank you very much indeed. Call back. There we go. I identified a lot with
David Staffordshire. You,
David Staffordshire, me. Chuck Norris. I'm saying that I'm going to Google Chuck Norris without a wig because I don't think I've ever seen it. 0844 499 1000.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night. Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I'm trying to find this police pursuit because it sounds brilliant. There's a police pursuit in America, and someone's just tweeted me, this is the worst police pursuit. The guys are stopping at red lights and waving to the helicopters. Can someone tweet me a link to where I can watch it, please? Because I can't believe that... Oh, there is Chuck Norris without a wig. MC Hammer had a cartoon. Rambo had a cartoon, and Chuck Norris had a cartoon, and his own jeans stitched for face kicks. Of course they would be. Of course they would be. 0844 499 1000. Yes, Elizabeth.
Didn't Mike Nesmith's mum invent Tipex?
Yes, she did.
Oh, thank God! I thought I had some sort of fall.
No, she invented Tipex. He inherited something like $25 million in 1980. His father invented the delete key on computers.
I'm too young to know what that is.
What, computer?
And a delete key. And a father.
She's a rummin.
I think she's on rum. Then he would get like a few cents for every bottle that was sold, and then he sold it. He sold it just before computers became the big thing. He's good, Nesmith. He's a visionary. He invented MTV. Fact.
Yes, he did.
He did. Fact. He invented it. He had this thing where he put he did videos and music, and he went and he made it into a TV show. And these guys said, "Hey, this looks great. We've got like a new channel starting up, and actually, this whole thing would work as the channel. Do you want to produce it?" He went, "No, but I'll sell you the idea for millions of dollars." And he did MTV.
Sweet.
Boom. That was what MTV used to show, music videos. Now it's just showing, I don't even know what they show.
Now it's 16-year-old girls getting pregnant. If I wanted to watch that, I could go to the local shop and
But you can watch them actually getting pregnant on TV and in your local shopping centre. That's outrageous.
He works fast around here.
Well, listen, there's no time to waste at that age. No time to waste.
And catfish, that's another thing.
I'm old enough to be a grandmother now.
Yeah. You're a grandmother?
I'm old enough to be one. I'm 31.
Yeah, well, you do... I always... Do you... I think less of people, and I know I shouldn't necessarily, because these things happen, but if you get, like, a 38-year-old man says, I'm a granddad, I always think, now, will 38 work? Take...
Yeah.
Just, let's say 40. For 42, if someone my age says, well, I'm a granddad now, part of me goes, oh, dirty.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think, oh, dirty. I just think, always, and these things happen. You know, life has ways of, as we've said earlier on, I don't know if you're listening, Elizabeth, but Bobby and I were basically
as
saying,
always.
That's a bit weird. We're saying that life is rubbish. But for a 42-year-old nana or a granddad, was that, all right, here's another one. That 55-year-old nana that had triplets.
Yeah.
Dirty Gertie from number 30. did you see that on the papers yesterday, Elizabeth?
No, I didn't, but I've heard of it. But as I say, that's nothing new to me where I live.
Well, there you go. What you got for us?
Well, I was just a bit concerned because everyone seems to be going on about death tonight.
Yeah, well,
I was just a bit concerned.
Go on then. Why are you concerned about it? It's going to happen. This is the thing. It's actually going to happen to us, Elizabeth. One day, I'm going to be dead. One day, you're going to be dead.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Have you had a Chinese tonight?
I have had a Chinese tonight, yes.
Why?
I'm not following the chain of thought there.
Because if you've had a Chinese, normally you're a bit more happy.
She's not wrong there.
Oh, I don't know.
You didn't have a starter.
It didn't have a starter. It's been a long old... Do you know what, Elizabeth? It's been a long old day today, and I had a bit of a migraine, and there's lots of things going on, and it's all kind of just sat on my head at the moment, you know.
Well, don't be sad. I can be your PA. I know you like red bush tea. I can make you red bush tea, and I can make Catherine approve as well.
Oh, nice.
Let's not encourage this kind of behaviour, Catherine.
Why? It saves me a job.
No. Speaking of which, there's our tea bags are in the
Elizabeth.
They're in the pigeonhole. Don't encourage people coming to this building to hang out.
She doesn't have to come in. We could just leave it outside.
No, I mean you're too far away, aren't you, Elizabeth?
For now.
Oh,
see. You see, that's the mind of a psychopath.
I am moving back to London, but not just.
Is it in the next 2 years?
Yes.
Oh.
Nuts. Never mind. I'm not thirsty anymore.
How do you feel about Liverpool, Ian? We could move there.
I have only... Here's the thing, right? I'm going to Liverpool August the... I'm coming up to Liverpool, Elizabeth!
Don't!
Oh, why?
Oh, London's better. Don't tell anyone.
I'm only coming out for one night. I'm taking the night off here, August the 30th. I'm going to
the Beatles.
Yeah, well, I'm not going for the whole Beatles festival because it would involve taking many days off work, and tickets are about £600 for the whole thing. You can stick that. But I'm going to the Cavern, not the real Cavern. You lot, I'm going to go and see one of the Monkees. One of the Monkees is performing at the Cavern.
Is it?
Yeah,
Mickey.
Why not?
Is it Talk?
No, it's Mickey.
Oh.
There we go, you see. So I'll probably bump into you. I tell you what.
Well, hit me up and I'll take you to George Harrison's house where he was brought up because it's round the corner from mine.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll meet you at the McDonald's in Liverpool around about lunchtime.
He's right.
Brilliant. See you there. Fantastic. That's a date. That's a date. I see McDonald's around about lunchtime. What I'm probably going to do is drive up there after the show on the 29th.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Liverpool a couple of times, very, very briefly, just driven through or been to see a friend for a couple of hours and driven through, or did some filming there once. But I've never done the Beatles tours. I want to go and do the Beatles tours. I want to go and see Penny Lane, and I want to go for a ride in the Yellow Submarine. I want to do all of that stuff that you can do there.
Yeah.
But actually, now I'm saying that, all that stuff probably closed because there's a big Beatles festival on and there'll be...
Well, or it'll be... Unclosed, as unclosed as you can get.
Could be open.
Could be wide open.
Could be open.
As a Mancunian, I was always brought up to be begrudging of Liverpool and to not trust Scousers.
It's people like Elizabeth. I can understand
why. Well, about 2 years ago, I broke the duck and went...
Sorry, is that a euphemism?
Yeah, I went to Liverpool for the first time.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, in my life. And it was a good night. Or as they say there, a good night. With an S on the end.
0844 499 or 1000. Things to do in Liverpool, please. Zoe's on the line. Good evening, Zoe.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
You know. It can't work every night.
No, but I've got a little game up my sleeve. I thought it might sort of cheer you up a bit.
I'm now watching this low-speed car chase that's happening live in South Los Angeles. Oh, that car's going to ram it. It's going to ram it.
No, they're going to have a chat through the window.
This is weird. It's a car with the top down, a convertible, and it's driving really, really slowly through what looks like a residential district. People have come out. He stopped. Well, go and arrest him.
It sounds like a commute.
And it's just ended. There we go. Oh, no, people are overtaking it.
That's hardly a chase, is it?
He's getting out now.
Now the fella's getting out. He's on the phone. I bet you know he's going to be on the phone. It's his mum. Do you remember when we had the London riots, or the riots all across the country? And there's this fella was like looting a shop or something, and his mum saw him on TV.
Went and got him, didn't she?
And went and got him and gave him a right
he
clap.
Got mum done.
He got mum done. Look, everybody's. They just sat. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, yes. Zoe, go.
Well, I wondered, with all this sort of Panama chat, which is a bit boring on the news, I wondered if we could have a game of pan poker.
Pan poker?
Oh.
Well, like lock poker, but pan poker.
Beautiful. I tell you what we'll do. We're going to take an ad break, and then we're going to do it. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Zoe, nice one. Ed, I'm going to point at you, and you are going to press the ad. We're going to go to the adverts now.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Right, OK, so we're playing pan poker. Zoe, you go first.
I'm going to go with pancake.
Pan pipe.
Panda.
Pantomime.
Pandemic.
Chick pan.
Ooh, I think Kath's got a list going on there.
No. Have you written some down?
I've scribbled some down that I thought
of. No, thank you.
I'll just remember them. They're in my head. I thought of them.
Go on.
Pizza pan.
Sauce pan.
Oh, you've got my list!
Yeah, I mean, I've got your list in front of me. I'm reading it.
Pandemic.
I've done that. You're out.
Oh!
She's out! But you're replaced by Rob. Rob, good evening, Rob.
Pantaloons.
Pantaloons. Excellent. Straight in there, Zoe. Away you go.
Pans people.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Okay. Pants.
Panorama.
Hang on a minute. Just calm down, Zoe. Now you've got loads. Go on. Oh, go on, Rob.
Panorama.
Yep.
Panpipes.
Oh, hang on a minute. Sorry. We've had panpipes.
Oh.
We've had panpipes. You're out.
Am I out? Yeah. Oh, no.
This is me and Rob. Mano a mano. Pansexual. Why are you laughing at that? You're not allowed to laugh at that. That's a hate crime. Hate crime. You're a hate crime.
Pandora.
Ooh. Hang on a minute. I can't. Hang on a minute. I'm trying to get rid of the audio of this thing. There we go. Pandemonium.
Panther from Gladiators.
This is a good game. It's a tough game. I'm stalling. Don't mouth them to me for crying out loud. Pan Am.
Panty liner.
Oh!
That's got a little bit raunchy. Something for the dads there, Rob. Good work. I like that. Okay. Panzer, as in the tank. Five, four, three, two.
Have we had pandemonium?
Yes, we have. You are out, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. The reigning champion of any word poker. There's a good game, Zoe.
Nice one, Ian.
Thank you, Zoe.
Take care, bye.
Tatty bye. Yes, Rob.
How are you doing?
Ups and downs, swings and roundabouts. We can't knock them all out of the ballpark, but this is still better than what is going on any of the other stations right this second. And this is a stinker. So imagine how bad those guys are.
Yeah, fair point, you know.
Okay. What you got for us, Rob?
Eh?
What you got for us?
Right, today...
Yeah.
walking through one of the shopping centres in London.
Yeah.
And one of the men turned round and said to the other bloke,
uh-oh.
And this is, it's honest, nothing rude, nothing bad whatsoever.
It's nothing rude, nothing bad whatsoever, says the man who phoned up Howard Hughes, the most decent man on radio, to talk about Marilyn Monroe's...
private hair.
Thank you very much indeed.
And he said...
Which looked, apparently, according to you, looked like Chuck Norris's wig.
Did it?
Anyway, yes.
Apparently there is a picture online of that alleged...
Thank you very much indeed. Continue. Continue, Ava.
...area.
Yes?
So, he turned around and said to the other one, why don't you just baff off?
What? What?
B-A-F-F. I've heard naff off, but not baff off.
Baff off?
Baff off.
Baff off?
Is that a London thing?
I've never heard baff off.
I've never either.
Well...
I don't.
Anyway,
thanks, Rob. I'm just watching a weird argument now take place on Twitter between I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Rob, thank you very much indeed. Oh, Rob.
Yo.
Say hello to Nigel.
Hiya, Nigel.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi there.
Have you had a good day?
Not too bad.
What's been the best thing you've done today?
Went out on my motorbike for a ride after it stopped raining.
Did you go really fast?
Yeah, I got 50 out of a 50cc.
Oh, you lucky devil.
I've actually had nearly 60 out of it the other day. It's only a 50cc.
Is that going downhill, Nige?
No, it's on the flat. It's amazing because it's a two-stroke. You're much faster than...
Hang on a minute, I just mentioned two-stroke to Rob. This could end in with egg all over our face.
I'm trying to find a song here at the moment.
What song are you trying to find, Nigel?
The one I did earlier for you, Ian.
I'm glad you've called up, Nigel, because I felt that I was a little bit overly critical of that excellent jingle that you recorded for us last time, and I wanted to apologise and say thank you. It was absolutely brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I thought it was more brilliant.
It wasn't really a song. I wasn't trying to sing properly. It was just a jingle about you, wasn't it? Really?
It was brilliant. And I came away from that show, and Kath will back me up. This is not me messing around. I came away going, I think I was a little bit harsh with...
It's quite catchy, though, isn't it?
Excellent.
Well, go on. You're right. Let's see. Hang on a second, Nigel. Let's see how catchy it was. Go on, Kath. Sing a bit.
Ian Lee, Talk Radio UK.
Yo, Top Radio UK. UK.
Do you know what, Ian?
Go on, Nigel.
I actually spoke to Lindsay Lohan a couple of months ago. She rang me from her fan club in London because I've got so many messages on her Facebook page.
She's saying, please, Nigel, leave me alone. Nigel, stop sending those pictures.
She actually spoke to me, Lindsay Lohan.
Did she?
I couldn't believe it, but it was definitely her because I recognised her voice.
How do
you're bigger than Neil Sean in the Metro?
How did she get your number, Nige?
Well, no, her agent rang me from the studio where she you know meets to go for her modelling stuff and things.
Yeah.
So she was at. When they rang me from the actual place in London, she was there waiting to go for a photo shoot. So I got to speak to her before she went for the photo
shoot. Did you know she was going to phone you up?
No, I didn't. No.
So tell me what happened. So you're at home.
Her agent rang me at home because I gave out my number on her Facebook page, you see.
Oh.
That's a good idea.
She got my number.
Right. So you just posted it on a public Facebook page?
Well, with one of my messages to Lindsay Lohan, yeah.
Right.
It's amazing.
She didn't
I never
ask you for any money, did she?
Was that my song?
Well, what did Lindsay say to you?
Just basically that she's telling me there's not much film work about now. She has to do more modelling and photographic work than anything else, you know.
Where did you... I'm on the Lindsay Lohan Facebook page now, and she really is... I mean, she's a stunning woman.
Called the Lindsay Lohan Fan, it's called. Lindsay Lohan Fan.
So it's not her actual page?
Not her official page.
No, this is a fan club, the Lindsay Lohan Fan Club. Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan... Is Lindsay Lohan fans and there's Lindsay Lohan fan?
Well, there's several of them actually, but I'm
there's
the
also
one
Fanny,
the one that
Fanny
I'm on.
Storch as well.
What?
Fanny Storch.
Gosh.
And you just posted a message on there with your phone number.
Yeah, well, I've done it a couple of times. Yeah. They knew my number anyway. I think.
Nigel.
Yeah.
Are you?
100, because there are some wicked people out there that like to do prank calls, Rob. They like to phone up, you know, delightful human beings and snigger. Are you, don't they, Rob?
Oh, they do, Nige.
Are you 100? There's loads of Lindsay Lohan fans pages. Is it the one where she's eating hot tamales?
It's one where she's lying down with her legs up in the air.
That doesn't narrow it down.
She's got stockings
on.
That's
the one I choose.
Yeah.
Stockings and suspenders, that one. Can you see that one?
Hang on a minute. She's stockings and suzzies.
You know, with like a sort of photographic position.
Well. Lindsay Lohan. I'm worried, Nigel. Well, yeah. I'm not worried, because if you believe it was her, then that's good enough for me.
No, it definitely was her, because she's got this, like, a different voice than anybody, a sort of squeaky voice she's got.
Like this.
How was the voice, Nigel? Could you do an impression?
I couldn't. No, I'll do the impression of Lindsay Lohan. It goes like this. Hi, I'm Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, I'm American. I'm Lindsay Lohan. That sort of thing, you know.
It was definitely her, then.
Pardon?
Definitely her.
Okay.
I'm Lindsay Lohan. I'm American. I'm Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
We'll clip that tiny little bit, I think. We'll clip that tiny little bit. Well, OK. Well, listen, Nigel, you spoke to Lindsay Lohan, and that is fantastic, and I'm glad for you. You've got a song for us, have you?
But there are some people that make out things some of the time, obviously.
Yeah. I can't find the picture of her and her suzzies.
No, but you get jealous people as well of you, don't you? Jealous people.
Yeah. Nigel.
Crushes of dreams.
Nigel, I wouldn't put your phone number online.
No, I've took it off now.
Good. I would be careful putting your phone. Yeah, don't. This is a great suggestion for anybody.
You're
careful,
aren't you?
Yes.
No. Yes, she is.
Yeah, because I've got you sent me your Twitter address.
Yeah, and I suggested maybe you don't put your phone number on Twitter.
No, I took it all off after I saw your message.
Good.
But these things stay, once you put something online, it stays there forever. So just be careful, Nigel.
Because you can forget. You can put it on there and do something else and completely forget what you've done the day before.
You could not put your phone number up there at all. I think is sensible advice. For anybody, unless you're a business. Isn't that right, Rob?
Just put your email, Nigel.
No, don't even put...
You've got a lot of money.
Future. That's the best thing.
Nigel, you've got a song for us, have you?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll put it on there because it's getting late and the neighbours and things, so I'll try and do it quietly.
All right. Here you go.
This is called Smile.
Okay.
This one.
Oh. Nigel? Nigel?
This is where the fun usually plays.
You're listening to the Ian Lee Show on Radio Talk UK.
No. See, it's good, though.
Well, Talk Radio UK.
Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to the Ian Lee Show, Talk Radio UK.
Are you doing this live, Nigel?
Smile, though your heart is aching.
He's not bad.
Smile, even though it's breaking.
Interesting military beat he's gone for.
Sky,
he's not bad.
Get by.
He's got a tune.
If you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Just light up your face with gladness. Hide any trace of sadness. Hold over a tear, maybe ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
I was on speakerphone, so I can't speak over it. There we go, Nigel.
Hello.
Excellent stuff. It was great. And I don't think... I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to... it's a yes from me, Nigel. You're through to the next round. Let's go over to Amanda Holden.
Okay.
Nigel, you look like a pop star. You sound like a pop star. You're through to boot camp.
And let's go to Louis Walsh. Louis?
Nigel, I'm not going to buy aftershave anymore. I'm just going to let ladies listen to that and babies will be born.
Nigel, thanks, mate. You're a good sport. Thank you, Rob. Ta-ta. 08444991000.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000. After midnight, we will play the answer phone messages. There's loads of them. Thank you very much, everybody who's left a message. In fact, I'm not going to give out the number on the show. If you download tonight's podcast when it comes out about 1:15, 1:30, we've got the phone number in there. We've deliberately included the phone number in there, so it'll be you can give us a call there. Dave's on the line. Good evening, Dave.
Evening, Ian. How's it going?
You know what, man? Tonight, I was just saying to the people on Periscope, I feel I'm letting people down a little bit. It's not a bad show by any stretch of the imagination, but we've just had three really, really strong shows in a row, and so today feels a little bit flat, and I had a bit migraine today, and there's all kinds of stuff going on, and I'm distracted, Dave. The last 3 days, I've been really focused on doing this, and today my mind is elsewhere, and it's not... You just wanted me to say I'm okay, didn't you?
I mean, I don't really mind. I personally think the show's going great, especially after that angelic call.
I do feel sorry for Nigel. I mean, was it Lindsay Lohan that called him? Who knows? Maybe it was. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys once actually called me at my home. That's a true story. And I was in floods of tears afterwards because of the shock. Was it Lindsay Lohan? Let's say it was. Let's say it was. And let's also say to all everybody listening, don't put your phone number online unless you're prepared for people to call you up all times of the day and night and sometimes be a little bit mean. There are mean people out there. But Nigel's got quite a decent voice, I think.
Yeah.
I might go around his house and do a little duet with him or something.
He could totally have been a 60s pop star.
A lot of those 60s pop stars, right, weren't very good. Gene Pitney. It's not Gene Pitney's voice. I mean, It's like my dad singing. It's not a particularly nice voice. He had some really good songs, I think.
What did he do?
I'm trying to remember. Was he, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. That was him, wasn't it?
Let's go with yes.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Dave, let's go with yes. I'm liking the vibe. What you got for us, buddy?
I got a pizza-related story for you, Ian.
Oh, mate, I'm in. I'm in, of course.
All right, so this was a few weeks back, and I was going through a period in my life where I was ordering pizza only for myself, which, you know, I feel is okay to do.
Well, hang on. Do you live with someone?
Well, I do, but I was ordering just for myself.
When you say you live with someone, are you sharing a flat with or a house with, like,
yeah,
friends or with a loved partner?
Neither.
So just with people, okay. Well, that's fine to order. That's fine to order pizza for yourself. Then, of course, it is.
Yeah, but then it got a bit weird. So I got a call from the delivery person, and I answered, and they said, "Hello, I've got the pizza for you, and outside." And I was like, "Oh, okay.
Here we go.
I'll just come out." And I went out, and I collected the pizza, and I was like, "Thanks, mate." And he was like, "Yes, yes, no worries. Yeah, you're welcome." And then I told him, "Have a good night," and he went, "Yeah, cheers, mate. Bye."
That never happened.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
100% did.
100% never happened.
Prove it.
Go on, then.
Well, you prove it. Prove it didn't happen.
Well, no. If we were in a court of law, the onus would be on you to prove it did happen.
Why?
Because.
Okay.
Do you want to apologise?
It did happen.
It did not happen.
It totally happened.
It did not.
It did.
Did not.
I couldn't make that stuff up. It's too good.
Fair play, actually. He's right. It is too good to make up. Dave, that sounds like an amazing adventure. Thanks for sharing it.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
You put the phone down first.
Don't really want to.
Go on, do it. All right. In that case, I'll cut you off. Too good to make up, Id, and that's the thing, Too good to make up. But did you notice, I've just spent 4 years at the BBC, and what I'd learnt there, Id, was to really question him. I really questioned him to make sure he was telling the truth.
Really got to put the screws in just to make sure.
We don't put screws in this country, mate. That's torture.
We don't do that over here. I don't know what you do over in the colonies, but in this country, that's torture, and we don't do it.
In the last 7 months, I'm not going to admit to anything I've done.
Wowzers. I say we don't torture people. Guys, come on. We're all laughing because, of course, if we know they're terrorists... Here's the thing, the argument that people always put for torture, right? But if you know they're a terrorist, well, then you should torture them. Well, how do you know they're a terrorist? Well, yeah, but... You know, but if you know, it's the same for the death penalty. Yeah, we should only bring them out for people we know are guilty. You can never be 100% sure. Ah, but when you know, then we kill them. Oh, wait, we're not talking about bringing back the death penalty, for crying out loud. What do you think I am, Ian Collins? 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're more than welcome to. Where's my copy of the... The papers are all to cop tonight. Where's my copy of the Daily Mail? There's a sentence I didn't think I'd be saying, Mum. Oh, it's gone walkabouts. We'll find it in a bit. Oh, 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, then you can. There's, would you call straight to air after midnight? Should we do that, guys? You fancy that? I've got my back to the periscope is. Let me turn around. So, I am a latecomer to the world of Harry Potter, right? I remember watching the first film when it came out on DVD and thinking, well, that was rubbish. But now I've got young boys and we got the Harry Potter books and we started reading it, but then they wanted to get the films, of course. And so we watched the first film and it wasn't as rubbish as I remembered it. In fact, it was all right. It wasn't brilliant, but it was all right. But we got the box set. So then we watched the second one and the second one was brilliant. And then the third, and I don't know, I think we're up to the fifth or the sixth one, I don't know. They're quite good. They're quite good films. They're not the best films in the world, but actually, it turns out they're quite good stories, and I feel bad for saying they were rubbish when I hadn't read them or watched them. Here's the thing, though, right? J.K. Rowling... What's her name? Joanne. What does the K stand for? Anybody? Kerry? Let's say Joanne Kerry Rowling. Right. She's got money pouring out of every orifice... She won't be in the Panama Papers. Guarantee it. She loves paying tax. She said so. She loves it. She loves paying tax. But get this right. And this is insane. And I've spent a lot of money on rubbish. Okay. I spent a lot of money on rubbish. Including, apparently, there was on one of the antique shows today, one of the things I bought was on there. It's a spitting image doll of Mickey Dolenz. It's the head. So it's a spitting image doll of one of the monkeys. And I can't remember how much I paid for it. I think I paid about 160 quid for it, but I'm prepared to be proven wrong. But that's kind of... And I spend a fair bit in the past on monkeys. I'm obsessed with them. But, in fact, I once bought a single for... I think I bought a single, 7-inch single. I think I spent, I want to say $600 on it. US dollars. That's ridiculous. And do you know how many times I played it? Never. I've still got it in the envelope. I'm so scared of it getting damaged, or my boys drawing on it, or which they have done to some of the stuff that I've bought, or the dog chewing it up. I remember I bought a box set. It's a box set. There's only 200 of them, right? It cost a fortune. Right. And I came home and the box was in the bin and most of the contents were there. But the box, I said, what happened? Oh, the boys poured water on it. Did it cost much? No, it was fine. This is insane, though. 0844 499 1000. An oak chair that J.K. Rowling used. Rowling or Rowling? What would you say, Id?
Rowling.
So Rowling it is then. Okay. I just knew that you... Okay, thank you. An oak chair. And there's a picture of it. It's just a chair. The kind of chair that you get in, a dining chair. It's got graffiti on it. While writing the first two books of the Harry Potter series has sold for... Have a guess how much this chair sold for. It's just a chair, like a sort of an old dining chair. It's got graffiti on it. Wrote the first two books.
It's going to be something ridiculous. I'm going to just guess £20,000. Nowhere near, am I?
They saw you come in. £278,000.
Wow.
It's the kind of chair that your nan would have, like, if she had old furniture. It's that kind of chair for around a dining table.
I don't think my nan would buy a chair that expensive.
Well, I suspect she'd have a cheaper version, as would my nan. But the 1930s chair was one of four mismatched chairs given for free to the then little-known writer for her council flat in Edinburgh. So it is just like a hand-me-down. Flipping it. I love J.K. Rowling. She's a genius. People knock her because of what I don't even know what her political beliefs are, whether she was in and out with Scotland. I don't know. And they knock her because she's made loads. She's a flipping genius. She's a flipping genius. The 1930s chair was one of four mismatched chairs given for free to the then little-known writer for her council flat in Edinburgh. She wrote Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone and Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets on it. Imagine all of the things that she's done on that chair. Because when you sit on a chair for a long time, things, you know, you secrete. Well, I mean, you know. Oh, hang on a minute. It wasn't even her that sold it this time. Oh, flip. Prior to the Heritage auction sale in New York. New York, America! Yesterday, the chair has been auctioned twice before. Once by Rowling for charity. So it's not hers. Before donating it in aid of the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty of Children. You see, she's magnanimous. She's generous. She's dangerous. She painted on it, you may not find me pretty, but don't judge on what she sees. She also, oh, this is what, she, here we go. She also wrote, I wrote Harry Potter while sitting on this chair. There you go. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us on to the next hour of the show. Have you ever graffitied anything? I know at school, we used to, at school, I'm old enough, we did, in some of the classes, we had those old wooden desks with the lifted up and the inkwell in it. We didn't use the inkwell, obviously. But we just, this is the kind of stuff that we would write. Michael is a bender. That's the kind of stuff we would write. Not particularly clever, not particularly funny. If you've ever graffitied anywhere, the only time I ever graffitied in public was on a poster of, do you remember Matt Marsden was his name? And he was kind of like an actor, and he was a sort of like a pop star for about 20 minutes. And he used to go to the same college I went to, but was about 4 years above me, and I didn't know him at all, and I was very, a lot of these stories involve me being very, very drunk, and I was very, very drunk in Kentish Town, and I saw, hang on a second, Nigel, he's done a pocket dial, Nigel,
hello Ian,
yeah, you're back home, what's wrong?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you who to look at on the Lindsay Lohan page.
Oh, yeah?
The Lindsay Lohan fan public group. If you go to that, I've got it here in front of me.
I'll go and have a little look, Nigel. Thank you, mate. You go and relax.
Yeah, OK. Lindsay Lohan fan public group.
Brilliant. Thank you, mate. I appreciate that, Nigel. Cheers. So I saw a picture of Matt Marsden, a poster of Matt Marsden for his new single, and I have no idea why I did this. Well, I was drunk and I was jealous, probably. And I wrote twit. I didn't write twit. And I wrote that on his forehead. And do you know why? That has haunted me for some reason. That's really haunted me. Why? What a mean thing to do. Of course, I should have drawn a weeping cactus going into his mouth. If you've ever graffitied, you can give us a call. 08444991000. We'll be taking your calls straight to air and playing some of the answer phone messages that you have left on my own answer phone.
Talk Radio.
You're listening to Talk Radio. Don't forget, every day, straight after the show, we release a best of podcast. Go to iTunes or to your podcast provider. Type in Ian Lee, IAINLEE, and it will pop up. I appreciate it if you download it, if you subscribe to it, if you leave nice comments as well. If you're enjoying listening to the show, you can also watch it as well while we're on live. Periscope.tv/IanLee. Call straight to air coming up after we get the latest news at midnight on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, this is Ian Lee. A quick recap of some of the things we have spoken about on Talk Radio. We talked about Jackie Chan, rubbish bikes, bands that you don't like because of your brother or sister. We haven't found any mums that have dated rock stars yet. That's what I really want the main thrust of the last hour to be. 0844 499 1000. We'll take your call straight to air, though. Line one, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hold on.
Okay, we're waiting for it.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. How's the night going?
It's okay.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
I don't know. What have you called in to talk about?
We have called in...
We?
...talk about...
we?
Walker's Crisps.
What? Who is we?
Me and my mate. Me and my mate Ollie. We are watching the Masters at the moment.
What's the Masters? But is this a Doctor Who program? What is it Doctor Who?
The Masters is where some people really show off their excellence in how well they can play golf.
Okay, oh, it's a golf tournament. Okay, fair play. Yep.
Do you know the Masters?
No, I don't. No, I know the Master from Doctor Who, and I know various, but I don't know I don't watch golf. No.
Where are you from?
What do you mean, where am I from? Where do I live now, or where did I grow up, or where have I spent most of my life?
Are you English, or are you Pakistani, or whatever?
I spent 3 months in Pakistan.
Did you?
Yes, I did, but I'm English. Well, I'm English, I'm British.
Well,
I'm European, I'm British. Probably. I'm a quarter Scottish, and I'm three quarters English.
So you're a bit of everything. That's
no,
beautiful.
No. No, I'm a bit of two things.
Okay, but Rory,
what have you? What have you been up? Apart from watching the golf, what have you been up
Rory
to tonight?
Rory is doing quite well. Well, you know.
Okay.
Well, no.
Hello.
Yeah, Mick came up with it.
Apart from watching the golf, what have you been up to this evening?
It's hard to say. I mean, I have been watching a lot of golf this evening.
Yeah.
I had a few beers otherwise.
There we go.
I also played a round of golf this afternoon.
Did you?
Yes.
How many beers have you had?
Oh.
We're at that stage of the
just
night
one,
already.
Just one.
Just one? Jeez, you're a lightweight. Permission to speak freely, sir?
Permission to speak freely, sir. Okay.
Is it granted?
How many have I had, Ollie?
Is it granted? Reckon? Is permission to speak freely granted?
I've only had nine.
There we go. I was about to say, you sound pissed. You sound very, very drunk. And you're doing the thing. I haven't had a drink for about 11 and a half years. You're doing the thing where you're really trying to focus so that you don't sound drunk, which makes you sound more drunk.
Yes, can I put Rebecca on?
Does Rebecca want to come on?
Rebecca's fine, thanks, Ian.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm glad you're fine. Rebecca, if I suggest you leave the premises and
Ian,
get to safety.
I'm fine if I stay on. I'm fine if I stay
okay,
on.
Okay.
I don't need to put Rebecca on.
Why did you get drunk on a... It's only a Thursday.
Have you been following the Masters at all?
Why did you get drunk? It's only a Thursday.
Well, you know what? I'm a teacher, so I've got a bit of a holiday.
Oh, you're on your Easter holidays. What do you teach, children? What subject, I mean?
I teach maths and games.
Maths and games. Why do those two always go together?
Well, you know...
My games teacher was... But both the games teacher and the PE teacher both taught maths. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. I mean, I think maybe one of them fails at one end, so they go to the other end and vice versa.
Well, what's your name? Well, no, give us your first name. Don't give us your... What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike. Are you happy in your job, Mike?
I am ecstatic.
Are you really happy?
I said ecstatic.
Yeah.
I
mean, you said it with a tone that was either drunk... Or it was you being ironic?
I think you're trying to push too far on my drunkness, but I am ecstatic.
Well, I think you're trying to push too far on our patience. But...
I am ecstatic.
You're ecstatic. Well, I'm glad to hear it. That's good. Because we've been kind of... one of the themes of the show this evening has been, life sucks, man. But it's good to hear somebody enjoying their life.
I really wanted to call in, but I hadn't been listening to the show. Life sucks.
What I'm saying is, if your life doesn't suck and you're genuinely ecstatic about where you are and what's going on, then that is brilliant and that is inspirational and offers hope to everyone.
I mean, I love it. Brilliant. I love my life at the moment. Can you tell my accent?
Can I tell your accent what?
Where am I from?
No, I can't place it. It sounds vaguely Australian. It sounds vaguely Australian, maybe a little bit South African. I can't quite place it.
It is Australian. Well done.
Thank you.
In terms of, like, would you prefer to work in England or Australia? What do you think?
Well, are you asking me?
Yeah.
I prefer to work in England. I mean, the commute to Australia would be insane.
It would be absolutely insane. Yeah. What would you consider it?
I would consider anything if the money was enough. Australia is I've been to Australia once, actually. I was there for 5 days for work, actually. I went to work in Australia for 5 days.
Did you enjoy Australia when you were there?
I didn't see a lot of it. I don't remember what town I went to. I went to a town for like 3 hours on the last day. Was it Brisbane or Melbourne? Or it was one of those. I wouldn't choose to go to Australia on a holiday. It doesn't appeal to me. Okay. But you've come over here and it's great you're here and you're very, very welcome. And I'm glad you're teaching our young people how to play games and play them fairly and how to do sums. Thank you for that.
Well, mate, I really like what I do here.
Good. I'm glad you're doing it.
I think Australia is ecstatic. I mean,
ecstatic.
I think you should come over, Ian. I think it's a fantastic place.
Okay. I'm going to let you go now.
Are you going to let me go, Ian?
Yes.
Or have you got a lot of other callers coming in?
Well, I've got another caller coming in, but I'm gonna let you go because I think you're a little bit more drunk than you think you are.
It has been fantastic to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy. Nice to talk to you, mate. Have a good one.
And please say hi to Ed.
Look after him, Rebecca.
I will.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go. It was nice, wasn't it? Hands across the water. Or across the bar to get another drink. 0844 499 1000. Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Ian?
Yes.
You were saying that you couldn't understand why PE teachers and mathematicians are the same thing. They both have to do with figures, don't they?
Go on.
Well, you said you couldn't understand why PE teachers and the maths teachers, the same disciplines.
Yeah.
Why it was always that those two disciplines together? It was because they're both to do with figures.
I see. You mean mathematical figures and the bodily, yeah. The figure of the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're getting it slowly. And by the way,
getting it
we
slowly.
Talked last night about the the 50 Shades of Grey. There are actually four books, not three.
What's the fourth
reading
one?
The fourth one now. Again.
What's the fourth one?
It's a rehash of the first one, from the man's point of view.
Yes, he's written from your... yes, I remember that coming out. It's written from his perspective.
In mind, all the time I'm reading it, and I think, this is a middle-aged woman who's written this book. Wow. Where the hell has she got all this knowledge? She's got two grown-up sons, lives in North London somewhere.
Yeah.
She's got all this knowledge about sex and everything else. I hope she hasn't been trying it all.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun, is there?
Oh, a lot of fun, actually, there.
Yes, get stuck in, boy. Dennis, nice to talk to you, buddy. Take care, mate.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. We're taking a call straight to air. As you can tell in this bit, well, for the whole show, really, and this is what the point I'm trying to get across, and it's kind of hard. Move that around a little bit. It's kind of hard to get it across. You can call in about anything. You don't need to have anything to say on this show. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm going. Oh God, is this you lot again? Is this Ollie?
How you going, mate? Sorry, mate. How you going?
Is this Ollie?
Yeah, mate. How are you?
Okay. Well, why are you putting on an Australian accent?
mate, I'm not putting on an Australian accent.
Okay,
why are you saying I am?
Because it doesn't sound genuine. Have you got? I'm just worried that are you a teacher? Also. Hang on, are you a teacher as well?
Yeah, of course yeah. I am, mate.
I just worry. This is a genuine concern. That for a couple.
No. Yeah, seriously.
No,
go
let,
on.
Let th- seriously, I will. Thank you. I just worry that two teachers phoning up a national radio station whilst really much more hammered than they think they are, I just worry that it's going to look bad for you guys.
Why is that?
Why do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't have to teach for another week and a half.
No, I'm not worried about you teaching with a hangover. What subject do you teach?
Well, we teach different subjects.
Yes, that's why I asked the question, what subject do you teach?
I teach maths.
Okay. So the same subject?
Yeah, mathematics.
Yeah. Okay. I just think that you're more drunk than you believe you are.
I don't know what you're trying to say, Ian.
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm saying it. I'm saying you're more drunk than you think you are. And I'm just worried that... Imagine... How old are the kids that you teach?
Tomorrow.
How old are the kids that you teach?
Well,
I'd say they'd be student
ages, mate.
Student ages, yeah. But what kind of school do you teach in? Is it a primary school, a middle school, a secondary school? What is it?
Why does that matter?
Because I'm just wondering, and I'm surprised that you've not considered this, that if the pupils are old enough to be listening to this... And they record this, and they play it during your lessons, or to your head teacher.
So be it, mate. So be it.
Yeah. And you think that would be okay, do you?
Ian, are you saying we should actually call the show?
I'm just saying...
And as in...
Yeah, I'm... Okay, I'm just saying... If I was a drunk,
is there a identity?
I'm getting worried because they've got no manners, and they're teaching our kids. They're supposed to be setting an example to our kids.
No, I'll try again. I'm just trying to ask Ian. Calling your show.
No, I'm trying to answer, and now I'm getting worried. I always thought teachers were good,
but
you're teaching young people, and it terrifies me. It genuinely terrifies me. This is a laugh of fear and of sadness. No, I just wonder.
Yeah,
no, there we go again. There goes the rudeness again. I'm just thinking that if I were a teacher and I got drunk, and that's groovy, man, if that's what you want to do, of course, that I would be really careful about displaying that drunkenness in a public forum, because I think it would weaken my my position as a figure of authority. But you obviously disagree, and that's great.
So are you trying to say that in my time when I'm not teaching, I shouldn't be allowed to drink alcohol?
Well, no, I'm trying to say exactly what I just said.
Go on again.
I'm not going to.
You're saying that because I'm a teacher, I shouldn't be allowed to drink alcohol?
Not what I said at all. In fact, that if you'd actually listened to the words that I'd said, this is why I love late night radio. We're in, guys. If you'd actually listened to the words I said, you'd have heard that was not what I was saying at all. And that's part
go
of the reason
and,
why...
And repeat it, because that's the
I'm not going. I'm not going to repeat it. And it worries me that as a teacher that should be listening to our young people, you're making a phone call and you can't even listen to what I'm saying and take it in.
Ian, can I say one thing before I go off radio?
Yeah, I warn you, I've got a 7-second delay, so if it's a swear word, I can dump it.
No, it's not going to be.
Beautiful. And then you can say whatever you want, fella. Go on.
It really upsets me that you really struggle to get any callers onto your radio station.
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the radio station, but this show does all right, mate. But thank you. Thank you for your concern.
I'm sure it does. Of course. Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot. Now I'm worried about teachers. Blimey.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499 1000, taking calls straight to air. Anyone can call in, but whatever state of mind. Is it, and this is a genuine question, because you won't have ever experienced this, and I have before, is it a full moon tonight?
I don't think so. Shall I go and check?
I don't mean look out the window. How do we know? There must be a website. Full
moon. Are you asking me because I'm a woman? Somehow I'm more in tune.
Well, you'd be on your period.
Well, I'm not, so...
Well, have a look. Find out, because it is a full moon. Honestly, and this is a weird thing.
I've noticed it.
It has an effect on the callers. It could certainly be affecting my kind of chi and chakras at the moment. But it has an effect on the types of callers that you get. The closer you get to a full moon, the weirder it gets. And the full moon night is fruitcakes, and then it kind of tails off. And tonight has been a weird show. And it's not a bad show by any stretch of the imagination. We've been spoilt by having three progressively better shows in a row. And so there was always going to be some point where we have a little bit of a come down, and today is the come down. You've got the website in front of you.
The next full moon will occur on Friday, April 22nd.
Oh, well, so
there's no excuse.
So we're miles away. So
it's just the holidays.
It's just fruitcakes and loon pots. That's all it is. As a mum, from my perspective, it worries. Teachers want to get boozed up, then that's fine. Public displays of drunkenness from people who are supposed to be in authority, and then the rudeness that comes from generally comes from being drunk. Yeah. It doesn't mean they are rude people, but the more out of it we get on drugs or alcohol, generally the ruder we get. Generally, not always. But the rudeness that comes from that, and the lack of ability to listen to a conversation in public from a teacher, it does make me uncomfortable.
I suspect Rebecca was the measure of what was going on there, don't you?
I suspect so. Let's go to line six. Line six, you're on the wireless.
You're all right.
I'm all right. You're all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. What you got for us, fella?
Well, I've thought about doing some impressions of radio hosts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine. This will be good. Go on.
I thought I'd start with Duncan Barks.
Go on. He's blocked me. He's blocked me on Twitter for some reason.
Well, he'll be on that, so he won't hear this.
Yeah, go on then. Good.
My name is Duncan Barks. I like to shout a lot. The first hour of the show, we're going to be talking about Brexit. And the second hour of the show, we're going to be talking about Muslims. And the third hour of the show, we're going to be talking about immigrants who aren't Muslims.
Thank you very much. Yeah, anyone else?
I was going to do Julia Hartley Brewer.
Oh, God. Please be careful.
I can't really do the womanly voice, but...
Well...
My name's Julia Hartley Brewer. Welcome to Talk Radio. If you disagree with me, you can give me a call on 08444. Hang on, what's the point of this? No one ever rings this bloody show, do they?
I'm sort of out now. Yeah, I'm going to get told off now. Do you want to do one more?
Will you give me someone? I'll tell you if I know them, and then I'll try and do the impression.
Oh, I'll tell you what. All right, James O'Brien.
Oh, I don't like him. He just interrupts you, doesn't he, all the time. I don't, if you start me off on him, I'll go on a right rant.
All right. OK, put up... no, let me go. I'm not going to say Paul Ross, because I'm going to be careful.
I like Paul Ross. Yeah. Paul Ross is all right.
No, OK. Ian Collins.
His show's called The Whole Show, isn't it? It's a load of rubbish. But
thank you very much indeed. 0844 499 1000. We also have an answer phone machine that you can call. It's not a machine. You know, it's one of those things with clicks and tape goes round. Has anyone ever successfully broken into someone's house to erase a message they left on an actual answer phone machine? It always in the 80s and 90s. There were lots of plots of films that involved people leaving a message they didn't mean to leave on an answer phone machine on a cassette and having to break into the house to steal that cassette and replace it or to tape over. Loads of films had that as the plot line, I seem to remember. If anyone's ever successfully done that. Anyway, what I've got is I've got a Skype number. I'm renting a Skype number out with my own dollar, dear listener. And I'm not going to give the number out now, but if you download tonight's podcast in about an hour's time when it comes out, it will be on there. And you can leave messages. It's very, very unlikely, unless I'm feeling mischievous, it's unlikely that anyone's ever going to answer that phone number when you ring. So you can ring it pretty much in confidence. And if anyone does answer it, it'll just be me at home, bored. So that's it. But here are some of the messages that I got today.
Hello, David Hasselhoff here. I'm just taking time out from filming my brand new movie, Action Tortoise 2. And I'm about to eat a Cornish pasty with a side portion of peas. Kit, get me out of here.
Hello, this is Julian Hartley, brother. And I want to message you, Ian Lee, and tell you that you better stop taking the mick out of my wife, or I will come round there and give you a damn good shouting to.
You're my honey bunch of sugar plum, plummy yummy yumkin. You're my sweetie pie. You're my cupcake gumdrop. Snuggles, bubbles, you're the apple of my eye.
Call Ian Lee, show on talk radio. Call Ian Lee, show on talk radio. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on DAB Wave. Oh, Ian Lee, show on talk radio. Ian Lee.
If you want the number, it's in the podcast, today's podcast. I think the internet's gone down, guys, because the Periscope has stopped. There's no great loss. We got most of... We got a good chunk of the show. My Twitter has crashed as well, so I don't know. I don't know what one. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. We will continue taking your call straight to air after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, I don't quite know what. Maybe I've used up all of Talk Radio's data allowance.
You broke the internet like Kim Kardashian.
I think I broke the internet. I'm turning my computer off and on again.
That'll
as it often
it.
Works. Turning my phone off and on again. Sorry if you were watching on Periscope, guys. It's an experiment that's, you know, we'll see how it goes. I know lots of you were enjoying that. I'll see if I can get it back up again, but maybe we should try again tomorrow night. Is a phrase that I've often said. Call straight to air, 0844 499 1000. You do have to be so careful these days. Well, I'm so glad that Twitter and Facebook and MySpace, flipping out, that's how old I am, didn't exist when I used to get drunk and party. None of those things existed at all. So there are and we didn't even have, cameras in our phones. So there are very few pictures of me drunk or, you know, off my mash or any of that stuff. And I'm very lucky because I would have been a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been a car crash.
Bad enough when your mates used to tell you what you'd done the next day.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It would have been absolutely awful. But well, I'm glad that never happened. I just
poor Rebecca. I do feel for her.
Oh, why? She was loving it. She was part of it.
No, I think she...
Well, she was there.
She was distancing herself physically from the whole thing.
I don't know how distancing she was being from it. Let's go to line one. You're on the wireless.
Hello, mate. So we're talking about burglars breaking into houses.
Right. You're the gentleman that I spoke to just a minute ago, are you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, who are you?
Jason.
Okay, you're not, are you, Mike?
So Sorry, I'm Jason. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you do. Is Mike there?
Sorry, I'm really upset about this phone call. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Jan.
Hello, Jan. You're right, Jan.
Yeah, I'm fine. Couple of things.
Go on, Jan.
I was gonna ask you whether you've seen the Eddie the Eagle film.
No, I've seen the trailer for it about a dozen times. I've been to the cinema a lot recently. I've been spending a lot of time in the cinema, and I've seen the trailer for it. And it just... Have you seen it then?
Yeah, I saw it tonight.
Did you like it?
I liked it, but I felt it was a little bit hollow.
Much like Eddie the Eagle himself. Was it funny at all?
Was it what?
Was it funny? I feel that I've seen all the funny bits in it, in the trailer.
I think you probably have.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, you know, there wasn't any real sort of raucous laughter bits in it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be perfectly frank with you, I was only interested because that Hugh Jackman was in it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I could do with a little bit of eye candy.
Oh, dearie me.
And I thought it might be quite an interesting story. But I felt it was a little bit hollow.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went with my teenage son, and I was saying to him, what did you think? And to be honest, I wouldn't say he disliked it.
Would a teenage son even know who Eddie the Eagle Edwards is?
Probably not.
Yeah,
actually.
I know, because it's one of those things that was. And I've met Eddie. I've worked with Eddie. I think I went ice skating with him for Watchdog. Those crazy BBC producers. And he is such a nice bloke. And that's it. He's a nice. Yeah. He's a nice bloke. I've not got a bad thing to say about him. But a whole film about him. Is he still seen as a British kind of hero?
A battler.
I don't know
whether he was actually seen as a hero. I mean, I did say to my son that I do actually remember watching the Olympics when he was there, and I remember the commentator saying, you know, about him having his own style, and almost Mickey taking, but
here's
not obviously.
He was a joke. He was a joke, and I say that with
he
love
was
and respect.
A joke.
He was a joke, wasn't he?
And that's why I was surprised, actually, that they made a film about him. So I thought, oh, maybe there's going to be a bit more in the film that we don't know about. And there wasn't really. I mean, throughout the whole film, it was mainly just him and Hugh Jackman. There were very few other cast members. And I don't know, I just feel that they could have sort of made it a bit meatier. I mean, you didn't learn anything about his childhood, really. You didn't learn about how he got on at school, if he had any friends at school. And there was one thing that is fairly obvious, very obvious, actually, in the film, is that he's obviously, I would say, on the Asperger's spectrum.
I don't know.
Well, that's the suggestion in the film.
I don't know if that's or not. Possibly. But it's just, film. I just, the whole film, and I knew this film was coming, and I've seen the trailer so often, and it's just, no. But
it's not really about Eddie the Eagle, though, is it? It's kind of Cool Runnings rebooted. It is, though. It's about a plucky underdog, people you don't expect to, do something, doing something. And I don't know whether, you know, if you're going in there expecting some sort of documentary about Eddie the Eagle, you're going to be disappointed.
No, you're absolutely right there. Because I don't feel that I've learned anything about him tonight.
No.
Which is a shame, because I like documentaries about people.
Oh, it's not a documentary! Come on!
I mean, I don't know. I haven't actually done any research on it, so I don't know what he feels about the film. But, I mean, the very first thing, they show him in calipers, and I thought, I didn't realise he was disabled.
Yeah, he had a troubled childhood.
But then they took the calipers off.
Yeah.
But that's all you saw, really, about his childhood, and I would have liked to have known a bit more.
I bet he's written a book. Are you a fan of autobiographies, Jan?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I bet he's written the book.
I'm quite often disappointed about them.
Yeah.
I've read quite a lot of autobiographies.
Jan,
I'm quite.
So it's a thumbs down from you.
Well, yeah.
We're just going to shake your hand.
She's too nice to put her thumbs down.
The other thing I wanted to talk about,
yeah,
before you cut me off, is I worked in education for 8 years,
yeah,
and teachers are a very strange group of people.
Were you a dinner lady?
Trust me.
Were you a dinner lady, Jan? Jan, were you a dinner lady?
Oh, no, I wasn't a dinner lady. Oh. Goodness gracious,
Hey, my mum was a dinner lady.
I used to work with kids with learning difficulties.
Oh, okay. Serving them dinner.
The secondary sector. I can't hear you very well, actually.
Because you've got your radio on. Listen, when you call in again, Jan, turn your radio off. It makes things a little bit easier. We'll indulge this a bit more, but then we'll kind of let. Oh, they've gone. They put the phone down. Okay, that's fair enough. Periscope is back up. The internet went down. We've had to go to the guest backup. Hmm. There's TalkSport guest and TalkSport guest backup. Crikey. So maybe I did use up all their data. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't think they've accounted for very much.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, blimey.
Maybe they didn't reckon with us doing stuff like this.
Oh, can you check for tomorrow then?
Yeah.
To find out whether.
I'll ask whether we broke their internet.
Struth. So, Ben Spencer, the medical correspondent in the Daily Mail, suggests that there'll be labels to tell you how much exercise will burn off food.
Oh, flipping heck.
Now, I'm getting a little bit porky at the moment, right?
But you know why?
Oh, because I'm on these meds and I'm eating a lot of just eating sweets. They make me hungry and make me hungry for chocolate and crisps and sweets.
But you know it's a phase and it'll balance out.
Well, this might be it. Maybe I'm meant to be a fat man. Like I'm meant to have a beard. Maybe I'm meant to be a fat man.
I don't think so.
That's possibly it. So they're going to, but this is insane, right? To burn off, here's what some of the figures. How to burn off 3 custard creams? 0844 499 1000. By the
gosh,
way,
gosh, they're not even very big biscuits.
To burn off 3 custard creams, how long would you have to walk for briskly? Brisk walk.
20 minutes.
39 minutes.
What?
Or run for 24 minutes. That's 3 custard creams. I'll have that on the way to the fridge to get the chocolate out, and then I'll have that on the way back from the fridge. That's 6.
Could you not jog to the fridge?
Well, I suppose I could. A large latte. Don't have coffee anymore, so don't bother me. 27 minutes brisk walk.
Gosh.
Hang on a minute. To burn off an apple, why would you want to burn off an apple? Why would you want to burn off an apple, line one?
Hello,
Lionel.
You were talking earlier about Catherine and a funny line when she was shooting people.
Oh yeah, if Princess Kate, the Duchess of Caithness, all of the royals must have had some form of military training, and if she ever shot a terrorist in the back who'd held her hostage, what would the funny line be that she would say?
She'd shoot him in the back.
Bearing in mind, I've got a dump button here.
She'd shoot him in the back,
yeah.
And she got, I'm afraid I'm going to have to deny this. Then she turned round, and there'd be Pat Sharp, Lindsay Dawn McKenzie, and Wolf from Gladiators to take her back to barracks.
Thanks very much indeed. That's great. Have I really used up all their internet?
I think you might have.
Have they got a limit on it then? Surely they've just.
Oh,
got...
I don't know. What are you asking me for?
Because you're your mum.
I'm not.
You, but you genuinely think I have? Is that what Ed told you?
No. Oh, so nice to ask Ed, do I?
He's got glasses. He obviously knows computers. You know, Ed, have I used up all the Wi-Fi?
I don't know if there's a limit on the Wi-Fi. It probably just dropped for a second and.
No, it's not. It's not. The TalkSport guest is gone.
It's gone.
I'm on TalkSport guest backup.
Have you tried turning the guest off and on?
Have you seen me leave the studio, buddy?
I'm just deploying my standard IT response.
I'm
going to
deploy my fist in your face. If I was a violent man, right? I would, when I beat people up, I'd be very, very funny about it.
Would you?
I would. Well, that was a
funny. You have lines.
That was a funny line.
Yeah.
I'll deploy my fist in your face in a minute.
It was good.
And then I'd literally be smashing him in the face.
Well,
the glasses would crumple
would...
and glass would get in his eyes and his teeth would break. Would... But we'd be laughing.
No.
Well, I'd be laughing until your fist actually hit my face.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be a bit upset.
Then you'd be crying, yeah. Yeah. But...
And I'd be saying, leave it. Leave it, boys. This isn't worth it. It's just the Wi-Fi.
And then I'd say, Wi-Fi, not me here. Wi-Fi, not me. Wi-Fi, me not hit him.
What?
It's sort of like Chinesey.
Yeah.
Why family not hit him? Which I think is actually actually Chinese. Why family not hit him?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't get to that stage because really...
Yeah, we're not going to get to that stage. Wi-Fi? Why not? There we go.
Wi-Fi do?
No.
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
It's Wi-Fi, why not, followed by Wi-Fi me not hit him.
Wow.
0844 499 1000.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, dear listener. Ian Lee, Talk Radio. The last 15 minutes of the show, if you want to... call. It's call straight to air, so I'm going to sit here talking to myself. You can call in about anything you want, really, and I don't mind what kind of state you are in. You know, we've had some drunk Aussie teachers on, and it's kind of fine. Well, it is fine. Of course it's fine, but I haven't had a drink for a long time now, and I tend not to hang out with people who drink, and the few times I do, I'm reminded of, really drunk people are really boring. They're really boring, unless you're in that state as well. But people who are drunk or are on drugs generally are really dull people. There are exceptions, of course, but if you're completely straight and you're watching these people like this, and it's boring. And I think back to the times I was drunk and think, God, how boring must I have been? But you can give us a call and we'll see how we get on. We'll kind of play it by ear. How's about that? 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Line 2's on the wireless. Yes, line 2.
Yo, Ian, how you doing?
I'm all right, mate. What you got?
Good. I've got a poem for you. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, I'd love a poem. Yeah, go on. Oh, no, hang on. I hate poetry on the radio, but... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, there's many things you've changed. There's many things you've changed.
There is.
I'm trying to... about for you, the show and everything.
Yes, I'm trying to be more embracing of life, even though it sucks. But let's go. Go on.
All right, here we go. Right. Excuse me. Ian's back on the wireless from 10 until 1. Every weeknight, the weekends, he's gone. Back to his house with his family. What joy. The other two members and, of course, Astro Boy.
Yep.
Ian is king. He's the star of the show.
Oh.
He's aged just a bit, and that beard has to go. Beards are for purpose, he wants to declare. Pants must be worn and chins must be bare. So now he's unkempt and he doesn't look neat. He's still off the booze, but now he eats meat. He's had a haircut and he thinks he looks cool, trying to look like the bloke in Deadpool.
This is good!
But Ian's not solo on this escapade.
Oh.
There in the back is his boy and his maid. One's from up north and one's from deep south. First let's talk of the one with the mouth. It's nice that he bought Kath to his new home, but how do you spell Stockholm Syndrome? Sulfur Dome Petty Hurst, there goes our poor Cass, cackling away with her reek dirty laugh. Producing the show and cueing each caller, a better co-host than little Kate Lawler.
Oh, well.
Trying her best and not down in the dumps, and bullying Id for his pineapple lumps. There through the glass, it's the chap who's called Id. He's from South Australia, also Ian Sid. He doesn't have cats, and he doesn't have pups. And his favourite food is haddock and chops. I couldn't get fish to rhyme, so... So, hang on, I'm not finished yet.
Oh, blimey, all right. It's like Homer's Odyssey, yeah.
So there's no Eloise back doing the pod, and no Grumpy Davis whinging, thank God.
Oh, thank God for that.
Agent Chris has departed to some other place, and Pilton's too big, now he's a face.
Yep.
Barry still calls, as does Caddick and Rob. But let's be honest, it's a bloody good job, because without the bunny, the show would be lame.
Hey, what?
Too many summoners with calls out of tame.
What?
But never forget who's the man of the hour. Podcastle Grayskull, Ian Lee has the power.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. It's appreciated. I'm not a fan of poetry, but that was very, very funny. It made me laugh a lot. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's got a line 2. You're on the wireless.
Ten, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
Go on then.
Hi, Ian.
Hi there, countdown lady.
No, I'm Pink Angel.
Okay.
Hello. And I have just been at my karaoke evening this evening.
Oh.
At my local bar. And I just won a Sunday roast
Oh, beautiful. Now,
yeah.
Is it one of, because I've been, the last Sunday roast I went for in a pub was quite a while ago. I was really looking forward to it, but it was a Ponzi Sunday roast. It was, get this right, the whole roast was served in a giant Yorkshire pudding.
That's cool.
No, it's like not Yorkshire cool. Pudding. I want it. Give me plates. Give me plates.
You like a Yorkshire pudding, don't you, Ian?
I do like a Yorkshire pudding, but I like plates and I like plenty of potatoes and gravy and mint sauce. Oh, well
done. I've won before, because hang on. I win quite often. I quite often win my Sunday roast, okay?
Wow.
And they have their mashed potato under all the meat.
Oh.
The meat is, the mashed potato is under the meat.
Soaks up the juice.
But it's free. I have a free Sunday roast. I sang for my supper.
Well, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
What did I do then?
You sang for your lunch.
No, true. Aha, you have me there. Thanks. I sang for my Sunday lunch.
Well done, you. Hey, listen, any form of payment, I know musicians who've been doing it for years that would happily do a whole gig for a Sunday roast. What did you sing? What did you sing?
I sang Dido.
Oh, dear.
White Flag.
Oh, they probably gave it to you out of sympathy then.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Yeah.
And then I also sang Ellie Goulding, How Long Will I Love You?
Here's the thing about Ellie... It's Ellie Goulding, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
I don't know anything about that woman, and I've never really seen her before. But on my drive home along the A40, there are two massive posters of Ellie Goulding.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm... ever so slightly falling in love with her. I don't know what she sounds like. I've only ever seen these two pictures, but I think I'm falling in love with her.
Would you like me to sing a little bit of it? Just so you know what she sounds like.
Why the hell not? Go on.
Because I actually sang like Ellie Goulding.
Goulding. Ellie Goulding.
Goulding. It depends where you come from.
Goldinger.
She's like golden.
Yeah. Ellie Goulding.
R. Golden. Ellie R. Golden.
Oh, flipping. Goulding.
R. Ellie.
Yeah, sing.
R-L.
Sing.
Indeed. How long will I love you? As long as the sun.
No, I've gone right off Ellie Goulding now. So that's. That works out quite nicely. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Call straight to air. We'll have no more poetry. I'm not a fan of poetry. I never got poems. Okay, maybe I was taught wrong, or maybe poems are just rubbish. I don't know. I never got poems. And poetry on the radio, normally, that was a good exception, but normally, once you start encouraging, having come from, BBC local radio for the last few years, I've been in the wilderness. I've served my time, served it well. You're always getting loads of old women phoning up. Ian, I've written a poem. No. No. And they go on and on and on. And they're all, you know the tune to these poems. All the flipping time. 0844 499 1000. The drunk teachers seem to have settled down, and that's good. If you miss them, they'll be in the podcast. And maybe their pupils will have it on their MP3 players or their pocket telephones. And maybe, just maybe, during a lesson, they'll play them. I don't know. And that's why you have to be careful. Food and drinks should carry labels showing how long it would take to walk or run off the calories, a leading health expert suggests. Flipping it. That's not what we need. That's going to make everyone feel terrible, isn't it? 0844 499 1000. Shirley Kramer, chief executive of the Royal Society for Public Health, said people simply do not understand existing labels on food packets. I don't want to understand existing labels on food packets. I don't look at existing labels on food packets. I don't want to know what these things are going to do to me. Do you, Line 1?
I don't know.
Good. Thank you. What you got for us?
You were speaking about poetry. I know you don't want poetry.
Well, hang on. Have you just called in with me saying I don't want poetry? You're not going to just call in with poetry, are you?
No. Of course not. You have a saying that you say.
Yeah.
When someone makes a rhyme, and you sometimes say,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've forgotten it now. I've rang in.
I'm a poet and I never realised.
That's it, right. I want to know whether I nicked that off you or whether you nicked it off me.
Oh. Well, who are you? who the hell are you, first of all?
I am nobody.
Right, well, then in that case, you definitely nicked it off me. I mean, I am nobody as well, but how could... the fact that you forgot it... We're all nobodies, man. The fact that you forgot what it was... I think if we were now stood in a court of law, like Judge Judy, we stood side by side,
yeah.
And she'd go, you, nobody number one, and that's you, I'm nobody number two. Tell me the phrase. And you went, oh, I've forgotten it. Okay, right, Bert, he forgot it. He forgot it. You tell me the phrase, nobody number two. And I'd go, well, I'm a poet and I never realised. The joke being that it's supposed to be I'm a poet and I didn't know it. You know that?
Yes.
And that rhymes, but because I'm a poet and I never realised, that doesn't rhyme. Implication is you're a bad poet. You definitely stole it from me. But I don't mind, you can use it. You can you can use it. But every time you say it, you need to say...
I think it's you. That's the problem.
You have to say... No, you have to say, courtesy of Ian Lee. So just practice it. I'm a poet and I never realised. And then in a softer voice, courtesy of Ian Lee. Away you go.
Courtesy of Ian Lee.
To do the whole thing.
I'm a poet. Go on. OK. I'm a poet and I didn't realise it. Courtesy of Ian Lee.
Perfect. I'm happy with that, mate. As long as you're happy with that, I'm happy with that. Beautiful. Let's call it quits. We'll have no more about it. OK? I'll hear no more about it. Perfect. She said, Shirley Kramer, this is. They got picked by this, above this, they got a picture of Linda Evangelista. I don't really remember her. She was a supermodel in the 90s. And now she's 50 and she's not as skinny as she was. She still looks hot, man. But at 50, we can see a little more of Linda. During her 90s model heyday, she could boast one of the famous, most famous faces in the world. But yesterday, Linda Evangelista kept her much-changed visage firmly hidden behind a pair of black sunglasses. Basically, they're saying she's fat. She still looks hot, man. She didn't look hot. What's the point? Back to eating biscuits. By the way, we've got time for another couple of quick calls if you want. 0844 499 1000. Public polling by the Society has shown that almost half of people find current food labels confusing. Oh, flipping out. I'm trying to do a show. Yes, line one.
My old Auntie Kitty only had one.
Thank you very much indeed. There we go. You see, that's that was you know that was a borderline. The Daily Mail's own. I know why I don't like poetry. I've just realised why I don't like poetry. I've just had a blinding insight into a pivotal moment in my life. The age of 5, went from nursery up to primary school, was sat in Miss Earle's class. I can say what she wants, because she was about 106 then. Really old, delightful teacher, taught me to read. Imagine having that. She taught me to read. But she was I remember her being very old, having kind of like grey hair in a bun, and looked like Aunt Flo from Bod. Seem to remember. And I remember it as being on the first day of school. It probably wasn't the first day of school, but imagine the first day of school. And she says, can anybody here recite a poem? And I put my hand up and I said, yes, I can. So I stood up. This is like my first memory of school. And I said, 1, 2, 3, mother caught a flea, put it in the teapot and made a cup of tea. The flea jumped out, mother gave a shout, in came father with his shirt hanging out, thinking, I've done a poem. She went, that is not a poem! That is a silly rhyme and we will have none of it here to a 5-year-old. Flippin' heck. That's why I hate poetry. And because poems are rubbish. Line 6, you're on the wireless. Hello? Oh, no. Hang on a minute. Have we fallen at the last hurdle? Line 2, you're on the wireless? No. Nope. Try again. I may have done something wrong there. Or maybe we fell at the final hurdle. Most would change their behaviour if there was activity equivalent calorie information available. The Daily Mail's own research suggests, for example, that a small packet of kettle chips would require a 34-minute walk or half an hour of tennis. Oh, you're having a laugh. It would take nearly an hour of walking to burn off the calories in a Snickers bar. An hour of walking
for one Snickers bar. Flipping it. What? But if this was true, then why aren't we all the size of a house? Why aren't we all huge? Oh, look, Nick's listening to us in America. Hey, Nick, thank you, man. Do you know what? Let's call it a day. Up and down kind of show. Some good, not a bad show by any stretch of the imagination. Thank you, everyone who's called in, nearly everyone who's called in. And thank you for those who watched on Periscope. We'll try and get it working for the full thing tomorrow. We should be back tonight, blimey, Friday at 10 o'clock. Flippin' heck.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.